from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
One, two, three. Ladies
and gentlemen.
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
We were talking about mac and cheese.
Oh, I love mac and cheese.
And Maury broke down his favorite mac and cheese, which was mac and cheese with frozen corn, ketchup, tuna, and a boiled egg.
Yeah.
Ew, so gross.
And I couldn't even imagine what that would look like.
Ugh.
So what we're going to do right now is Maury has all the ingredients that he's prepared.
Oh my God, no.
Mac and cheese.
Ew.
Okay, so Maury, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You have a Tupperware full of mac and cheese that you cooked yesterday. Now, what else do you have in your bag?
I got my tuna.
Oh, no.
I got my corn.
Oh, God.
I got my egg. I got my packages of ketchup, because you have to use little packages of ketchup.
Oh, man. Now the whole place is going to smell like tuna.
No, it's going to smell like good food.
Oh, God. And Maury doesn't even buy regular tuna. Maury buys flaked light tuna in sun-dried tomato and basil water.
Oh, gross!
Why is that
what
gross?
What is wrong with you?
Why is that gross? It's sun-dried tomatoes.
Dude, that's so gross, man.
Okay. So always what you do first is the ketchup.
Oh, okay.
So you rip open your package and you squeeze it in.
Yeah.
Lick off the rest.
So he's got two packages of ketchup going right in the container.
I think he's going to throw up.
Three packages of ketchup going right in the container of mac and cheese.
So what's next? After the ketchup?
After the ketchup. Oh, you stir it in.
You got to stir it in.
Okay, so Maury's
That's
now...
That's your base. Okay,
so I thought the mac and cheese was the base.
Okay, no.
So Maury's now making the
base. Next is your corn.
You have about an eighth of a small can of corn in there.
No, just a half a freezer bag.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Stir.
Okay, so Maury's now stirring the corn.
So that way you get it throughout, right? Oh. That way there's always a bite with ketchup and corn.
Okay.
It looks gross.
Mm. Okay, so Maury, so this is tuna in sun-dried tomato and basil.
Oh my God. I can't even right now.
Okay.
I can't.
Oh, you can't even because it's amazing. So this is like a delicacy.
A what?
A delicacy.
Okay. Mocha, stop turning your back to this, bro.
How are you going to learn if you're turning your back?
Okay, so now Maury's scooping out this can of tuna. I've eaten a lot of tuna in my life. I've never seen tuna that looked like that before. Okay, so now he's mixing in the tuna.
That way every bite has your tuna, ketchup, and corn.
Okay.
Can I tell you what this bowl of mac and cheese with all that stuff looks like right now?
Yeah. Awesomeness.
Like my green bin.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
It looks exactly like my green bin.
Don't say that.
Okay,
now what?
Oh my God, I forgot about the boiled egg.
Can I just tell you something right now, Maury? When you're making food for other people.
Oh, okay.
And you're about to grab a boiled egg with your hand, don't lick your fingers right before you grab the boiled egg because there's food
pause.
On your fingers.
Everybody pause. Why did you just say make food for other people?
Oh, because you're going to be eating this.
The man just licked his hands and then
I
put
didn't
the
use
boiled
that
egg
finger.
In it.
I knew I licked it, but I did not use that. Okay, hold on. You're smushing in the egg,
okay,
right?
Now Maury's ramming.
I'm not eating that.
Yeah,
yes, you are.
Yeah. So in the bowl right now, there is mac and cheese, three packages of ketchup,
corn.
Frozen corn, a can of tuna in sun-dried tomato and basil oil, and a boiled egg that is all smushed up in there now. Okay, Mocha.
No, if I eat this, you have to eat it too.
Okay, yeah, no
Are
problem.
Are you going to have a bite?
No problem. Here we go.
Oh, nice big heaping spoonful.
Okay, bottoms up.
Oh my God.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, I can't.
Yes, you can.
It looks like my green bin.
Okay, go for
Just
it.
Just take a bite.
Oh, that was a big, huge bite. Oh my goodness. What does it taste like?
Garbage. No,
come
on,
dude.
What does it taste
awesome.
Like?
Describe it.
It tastes like garbage.
What does it taste like?
Like garbage. I can't. Do something.
You can't even swallow?
No, I
Just
can't.
Just swallow. Come on, dude. I've eaten this my whole life.
No, I can't.
Ew.
Okay, Mocha's now spitting it right out. Maury, I don't believe that you eat that.
I'll take a bite.
Eat it right now. You have a big, huge bite right now. It smells so gross in here. Okay, and I'm going to tell you right now the reason why I'm not going to try it, because half of what Maury just put in his mouth the first time just fell right back into the container.
Oh my God, that's so gross.
So what did it taste like?
Like everything that he just put in to the into the container.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like I could distinctly taste everything separate. It's so gross.
This is really good. Do you want a bite?
No.
One bite.
No, I felt more. You're not understanding me right now. When you took a bite, you had food in your mouth, and then because you chew with your mouth open, food fell out of your mouth and back into that container.
So it's like I'm feeding a bird.
Oh! Ew!
Anyway. So there you go. That was Maury's favorite. It's just mac and cheese, three packages of ketchup, frozen corn, a can of tuna in sun-dried tomato and basil oil, and a boiled egg.
It's so gross.
Can I smell your mouth?
That's what she said, first of all. Second of all.
Don't eat close to your microphone, Maury. Nobody needs to hear that.
Okay, ready?
Yep. Oh, God.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
And the headline was, what's the most disgusting food combination you've seen someone eat?
Oh, no.
So this isn't just the disgusting food combinations that people could come up with, because you can be really horrific. But these are the most disgusting food combinations that you've seen someone eat. And they've gone with their top eight here. So I'll read them out to you. And then we can just decide on which ones, because Maury really has all the ingredients for all of them.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, so canned asparagus and mayonnaise.
Oh!
Pasta with brown sugar. Ketchup and Coke.
What?
Ketchup and Coke.
Like Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so gross.
Hey, Maury, you're starting with ketchup and Coke, by the way. Prepare that one. peanut butter jelly sandwich on jalapeno cheese bread.
Yeah.
This one doesn't sound that bad. A sandwich with bananas and ketchup on white bread.
Sure.
Pepper on top of ice cream. Man, that's fine. Oh, God. This one's next, Maury. Goldfish crackers and milk as a breakfast cereal.
Oh. Ew.
And then, oh, this one, too. Okay, this one's on the list, definitely. Mustard on oatmeal.
And that's it?
And that's it. Okay,
oh, that
so
very dry.
Who would do that?
Okay.
You want Coke very dry.
So, Coke and ketchup. Now, did you put the ketchup in there already?
No.
Oh, why? You got to mix up. Okay. Okay, squeeze the ketchup in there. Okay, Maury just poured Coke into a thing. Now, you have to mix that.
Why does the ketchup sound like that?
I don't know. Only Maury's ketchup sounds like that. Here's your spoon,
okay,
Maury.
Here we go.
Give it a good mix.
Okay. Ew, it's foaming.
That's because it's carbonated. It would do that without ketchup.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this is on the list of the most disgusting food combinations that people have actually seen someone eat. So this is Coke and ketchup. Maury, down the hatch.
It went up my nose. Oh, God.
There's many sips did you take?
He's like down half the can.
I thought you'd just take like just a little sample.
Like a sample.
Okay, first of all, there was a lump of ketchup, a lump of ketchup, and then you get the aftershock of the ketchup taste.
Let me see. Can I smell? Let me just smell.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
But it's the lumps that get you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, more.
It legit just sounds like ketchup and Coke. Like there's no...
Okay, what's
like
next?
It doesn't combine the... Right.
Okay, Maury, next up is goldfish cereal. So it's...
This is so gross, by
so
the way. Just took a sip.
It's salty, cheesy goldfish with milk as a breakfast cereal.
Okay.
So there you go. He's put the milk right there on the goldfish. Okay, down the hatch.
How is it?
Oh, your God, it's so salty.
Yes, salty milk.
Ew.
Salty milk.
Oh, so gross.
How was that? Also, why'd you have two bites?
For science.
How was that? Describe it.
It's like mushy, salty, wet.
What?
That's not even a thing. I said describe it. Mushy, salty, wet.
All right, what's next on the list?
Okay. Next on the list, let's do mustard on oatmeal, if you would, Maury, please. Okay, so Maury has his... Maury
like
has his...
the driest meal ever.
Oh, no, it's like full-cooked oatmeal.
Okay, right here.
Yeah,
you.
Okay, mustard, so... Oh, God. No. Okay, so mix that up. So mustard and oatmeal.
Oh, God. And I normally like every... Oh, God. I almost went for a second.
I was going to say.
So describe that.
Oh,
now.
It's like really, really mushy oatmeal, but then the mustard, it takes over the... It just doesn't taste like mustard anymore. It's like...
What does it taste like?
Silky oatmeal. Oh, it's sour. Oh, it's dry. Oh, we're done with that. Okay.
Next.
What do you want to do now, Mocha? Woo! Do you want to do canned asparagus and mayonnaise? First of all, you ever had canned asparagus?
No.
I had to go all around the city to find this. So the asparagus is in the can.
Thanks, Moore.
And now you're dipping it into the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Ew!
That's so gross. Not happening.
Why?
You didn't actually eat it.
I'll do one more.
Okay.
I think because the taste came out of nowhere and I wasn't ready for it.
That's what she said.
Oh, God.
Is that gross?
Oh, it is. Well, it is so gross.
All right, well, let's leap right into pasta with brown sugar.
Oh, it is so gross.
That'll make you feel better.
Okay, so Maury's a bowl of just cooked macaroni.
Oh, this one's good.
No, it's not. Is it?
This one's good. I mean, brown sugar. It's like sugar. It's just sugar pasta. We've invented sugar pasta. Oh, I'll save that for later.
We take a call real quick?
Yeah. I think Teresa's on hold here. A couple folks on hold.
Hey, Kiss, it's Roz and Mocha.
Nothing. So the worst combination, hot dog and Nutella.
See, and I love those things like separately.
Pause for one second, Teresa. Mocha, okay. Don't
Serena,
I'm sorry, honey. In your head right now, don't concentrate on how hot dogs and Nutella would taste. Concentrate on how hot dogs and Nutella would look.
Yes.
Yeah. Really gross. Really gross. All right, thank you. Hey, Kiss, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, I got a combination of food that'll blow your taste buds.
Yeah.
Okay. Papaya and lime.
Papaya and lime?
Dude, I went to Hawaii with my wife, and man, I saw this papaya that was sitting right there, and I kept taking the papaya, but there was lime right beside it. And I asked the guy, I'm like, why is there lime with this papaya beside it? Is it supposed to go on? He's like, dude, gonna blow your taste buds. So I tried it. Next thing you know, three bowls later, papaya and lime. I can't eat it without it anymore.
Okay, dude, first of all,
we're not talking about delicious combinations here, bro.
Okay. Honestly, you are the weirdest person in the world. You are the weirdest person in the world. Let me tell you about the weirdest food combination I ever saw. Papaya and lime.
Yeah, three bowls papaya later, I was in heaven.
Okay, stop.
Thanks, man.
Okay, Maury, so you have left right there. You did not get to your peanut butter and jelly on jalapeno cheese bread sandwich. Peanut butter and jelly.
Truth time.
Yes.
I couldn't find jalapeno actually in the bread, so I cut up jalapenos and put them in this bread.
Okay, so you've made yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with
cheese bread.
Okay, with jalapeno cheese bread. Okay, give that a go.
Oh, dear.
See how this is. Okay, big bite. How's that?
Whoa!
What?
The jalapenos!
The what?
The jalapenos!
Yo, bread's flying out everywhere, bro!
Whoa!
Sorry, what's in that one again?
All I have to drink here is ketchup and coke!
Okay, so if you're just joining us.
What's in that one again?
The peanut butter jam and jalapenos.
Okay, it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on jalapeno cheese bread. And,
you just went for a second bite.
And if you're just joining us, the discussion was the worst, most disgusting food combinations you've actually seen somebody eat. And the first one Maury tried from this list was ketchup and Coke. And now Maury's mouth is burning from quote unquote jalapeno. And the only thing Maury has is his ketchup and Coke to wash it down with. You got to go back to the ketchup and Coke.
Oh my God, I'm on fire.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Let's talk Italian for one second, please.
Ah, buongiorno, buongiorno.
I know we got a lot of Italian friends out there.
Sure.
So a couple things. One, I saw a picture of you watering your driveway last night.
Yeah, buddy.
How very Italian of you.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of that. And then the other was, Mocha and I have been obsessed over the last couple of days of watching videos of dudes making something I had never even heard of before. But it's very simple, which is the bragiole.
Yeah. Never heard of it before.
Never heard of it before.
I'm sure I've had it.
Exactly.
Perhaps.
I didn't know what it was called, though. Meat roll is what a caker like me would have said.
And the gravy?
And the gravy, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
And so I'm learning a lot now. I thought I knew everything about Italians, but I'm learning a lot. I learned what a bragiole was because I just would have called that a meat roll.
Yeah.
And that the true sort of dish that it's served with, you don't call it a sauce, you call it a gravy.
Yeah.
Like
that I actually learned on The Sopranos, watching The Sopranos.
Really? Huh? Yeah. See, I never saw an episode of The Sopranos.
No?
No, not one. And so I was really, I'm fascinated with the differences. Is there a difference between an Italian sauce and the Sunday gravy?
Did you know that during the height of its popularity, The Sopranos, because a lot of people were talking about all the food that they would eat in all the episodes, they actually released a cookbook.
Did they?
Yeah.
Really, huh?
Like an official HBO Sopranos Italian food cookbook.
Really?
Yeah.
When do you call it au jus?
What do you mean? That's for meat.
But that's what you're talking about.
No, we're not.
No, we're talking about sauce.
We're talking about sauce.
Gravy.
But isn't that a gravy?
No, no. Different thing more. But when is a sauce a gravy and when is gravy not a sauce? Or does it matter? Is it just terminology at that point?
I think it's
point?
Just terminology, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Is it? Because what I noticed when somebody says they're cooking a Sunday gravy is that
there's less meat and it's just like strictly
sauce?
No,
there's more meat. Oh. But the meat that they put in these Sunday gravy. So I understand when you're making a sauce, you do your regular sauce stuff, right? Put your herbs in there, your garlic in there, whatever you want to do. And then some people will put the ground meat in there, right? Mm-hmm. But when these guys are making a Sunday gravy, instead of just like adding some like ground pork or, you know, crushed sausage or whatever, what they first do is in this Sunday gravy, they're putting whole sausages in there.
Like 12.
And whole pork chops in there. Like they're not even chopping anything up. The whole pork chop goes in there. And the whole sausage goes in there.
So we make gravy a lot in our house. And I was telling my wife yesterday about
the brajol.
About what you're talking about. Like full pieces of pork, like full packages of sausage. And she was like, too much.
Really?
And I look, we almost got a divorce yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you get the kid and all, but financially, I think you'd still be okay.
And she was like, but a full pork chop?
Yeah.
I'm like, why not?
Yeah, but on the plate when they served it too, they serve it on rigatoni, the biggest, fattest pasta you could find.
Totally.
Right? So they serve this on rigatoni.
So much carbs.
So they serve this on rigatoni, and it's so you have a giant plate of rigatoni for the Sunday gravy, but then on that same plate is like three whole sausages and a pork chop.
Yeah, well, you gotta get. Hey, listen, if you cooked it all,
like, jeez,
might as well sample a little bit of everything.
You gotta be kidding me. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know the difference, though. I don't know what makes a sauce a gravy and what why a gravy is not a sauce. But
doesn't matter. What matters is,
It's
friggin' delicious.
It's friggin' delicious, and no matter what you call it, whether it's meat roll or brajol, it looks delicious.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, man.
So good.
Anyway.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, Roz. I mean, Mocha.
Yo, what up, Jose?
Nothing much.
What's going on?
I want Darren Morey to do a challenge, like an eating challenge, like one of those things he always does.
Yeah. Oh, okay, like what?
Like, can he do up to 20 cookies? Can he eat 20 cookies in a row?
Hey, Morey, can you eat 20 cookies in a row?
Wait, what kind of cookies, though?
Have you guys tried brownies before?
Have we ever tried a brownie before? Okay. Yes, Jose, I've tried a brownie before.
That's not a cookie.
But that's not a cookie.
Brownies are a pastry.
Are brownies a pastry or brownies more cake?
I say brownies are a cake.
Yeah, brownies are cake.
You're right. No, because you make it as a cake. Yeah.
So you want Maury to eat 20 brownie
Oreo
cookies.
Oreo cookies.
I don't know. What about 20 pieces of brownie?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're onto something with brownies.
Oh, that's heavy, though.
Easy, though. I could do that with my hands closed.
No, I don't think you could.
Eyes closed.
You could do that with your eyes closed, Maury.
I don't think you could. Brownies are heavy, man. Are you kidding me?
How big of a brownie are we talking?
Like, 10 inches small, like, or 10 pieces big or something. I don't know.
10 inches per piece?
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, the little tiny ones you got.
Like 10 by 10?
Like, okay, hold on a second.
That's like the size of this book.
Okay, Jose, when you say, how big are the individual pieces of brownie that Morey
I don't know how big the brownies are. They're like, I've seen, like, 2 inches. They're like 2 inches big.
The Vacheron
like
ones.
Big. How big are those?
They're like the size of two crackers put together.
And how many of those do you think that you could eat more?
At least 15.
Yeah, okay. We are not pushing you into this. If you would like to do this, if you would like to take Jose up on his challenge.
Hell yes. Yes.
Okay, so Maury will do that. We'll take a break. Maury's going to go downstairs. Get how many brownies, Jose?
20.
20 brownies,
That's
Maury.
Two packages of Vacheron.
Okay, yeah. Don't say it like that.
And can I say one more thing? I
no.
Love
what?
And I love listening to your Razumoka broadcast. I love listening to it.
Oh, okay. The podcast. Thank you, Jose.
So, thank you.
Thank you for the challenge. Maury's going to go downstairs, get 20 brownies.
20 yep. brownies.
And that will be that'll be that.
All right. Thanks, Jose.
Thank you.
Later, dude.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What time is it? It's brownie time.
What was that kid's name who called in to challenge this?
Jose.
Okay, so welcome back.
Honey. I found the Vachon ones.
Okay, so the Vachon brownies, which are like perfect size individual brownies. That's actually, that looks heavy.
Very.
It is actually physically heavy.
Okay.
Okay,
so the challenge was 20. I don't think you're going to get through 20, bro. You don't even have a glass of milk with you.
I don't care.
Or water.
It's very dry.
Okay, now, Maury, you remember the only rule for your eating challenges?
Swallow?
No. Yes, I'll swallow.
What's the rule?
Okay, if you're choking, put your hand up, okay?
Oh,
okay.
And then you have to dial 911. Right, that's your rule.
Because I don't know if you're laughing or if you're dying.
They sound the same.
They sound the exact same.
Can I take my glasses off?
Sure.
I just think it'll help you win.
No, because I find that with these bigger glasses, when I chew, my nose bangs onto the frame.
You don't want to fully be able to see what your body's going to look like after you do
that
this?
That too.
Okay. All right.
I'm diving in. I'm going.
Okay, go for it. Yeah. Oh, those have nuts on them too.
Oh, I love chocolate.
Okay.
Poor Steve. Okay. Are all chocolate covered now. Yeah.
Okay, so Maury.
Holy crap, it's sticky
okay,
thick.
Okay.
Maury, that was a laugh, not a joke.
Okay, Maury went in like gangbusters with like three big giant bites.
Damn.
It's like it's my birthday.
And he's only swallowed now for the very first time.
That's what she said.
Okay, so that's one full brownie in the mouth already. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, now,
part of the brownie.
Okay, part of the brownie is now coming back out of his mouth.
Ew. That's. Okay. Ew.
Mm-mm. Not choking.
Okay, it's fine. Okay, just eat.
Oh, God.
I can't. I don't know if I'd be able to describe.
Oh, ew, no. It's leaking out of his mouth.
Okay, I've
That's
never
so
seen.
Gross.
It looks like motor oil. It's like.
Oh. Okay. Oh, no, it's dripping on your hands now.
So let's just remind people that the challenge was Maury said that he could eat easily 20 brownies. Maury has
okay. We're back.
Okay, are you on number one or number two?
One.
Still
okay,
one.
Still number one. Okay, so I guess
it's just so hard to swallow the thick chocolate.
Okay, so
all right, here we go.
Have we finished one yet, Maury?
Yeah.
No, you haven't swallowed that
yet. It's in my mouth.
Right, but you haven't swallowed yet.
No, but it's mushing around.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Number two.
Oh. Yeah. He said number two is a little piece of number one just dripped out of his mouth.
Okay, Maury. Right, down the hatch, baby.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Maury, look at that. Maury took two large bites just now.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tiring.
You okay?
Yeah, it's just, it's like comforting.
Is it? You like it? I guess it tastes good, right? Like you
like
it.
Reminds me of back home.
What does that mean? It reminds you of back home.
Where? Kensington Market? That's where you grew up, right?
What does that mean? You're still throwing words out now. Reminds me of back home.
Yeah, good old home cooking.
Okay, take another
remember,
bite.
I remember, damn it, Maury. Grew up two towns over.
Okay. Oh, no.
It's coming into my mouth and my eye.
Okay, go. Okay. Okay, so that's two. He's.
Well, before you open number three, I think you should finish brownie number two first.
I was preparing for number three.
I don't know, man.
Okay, we're going to have to call this.
Yeah,
you can know, I at least have one bite of number three?
I'm not going to say no more. You do whatever you want. You're a grown-ass man.
One of the nuts fell out.
Grow up, Maury.
Baby.
What kind of laugh is that? You sound like a machine gun. Okay.
Okay. One last go more. You got this, baby.
It's hotening.
Excuse me.
It's hotening.
It's. Oh, God.
I don't know, man. You look.
Oh, my God. I'm sweating.
Okay. Yeah, you don't look very good. I think you should. Maury?
Did you tell him?
I think you should put that brownie down.
Well, I'm not finished that one. Come on, it's in his hands.
I don't know, but I feel like down death is coming over.
Just down the hatch.
Man. Come on. He doesn't look very good.
Does he ever, though? He's never looked really good.
Can I answer that?
That is true. Okay, so it's 3 brownies.
No, 2.5. 2.5.
Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah. 2.5, 2.5.
Okay, Maura, how are you feeling now?
It's like a big brick in my stomach.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to finish 3. I mean, sitting right there.
Yeah, might as well.
All right, yeah, 3, woo!
Oh my God, smile.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Damn, Maury, please join us. My love. Damn it, Maury.
Ooh, my own jingle.
I got to get this out of the way here. I have props here that I have to, wanted to do this yesterday.
Props?
Yeah. So, Maury sends me this list of things that we all know are really what they say, physically impossible to do, okay?
Huh?
There's just stuff like, so you can't sneeze with your eyes open. We all know that. Licking your own elbow. We all know that. Blah, da, 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 da. Down the line. It was not that interesting, but there was one on, it wasn't. What? It's not that interesting.
But it's kind of cool to try and prove something wrong.
You're not going to prove it wrong. But there was one interesting thing on there that I was like, okay, maybe we can do that one, which is somebody had said that it is impossible to eat 6 saltine crackers within 1 minute without water.
Oh, snap.
So that it's impossible, again, and not like 16, not 24, not a full stack. But it's impossible to eat 6 saltine crackers in a row without a glass of water. So
that's why you got all them crackers.
Yeah,
there.
That's why I got props. I got to get these out of my way. I got other stuff I got to do here. So we're gonna do this now. Let me just open these. Also, can I just say while I'm opening these, whoever is involved, if there's somebody listening who's involved with, I don't even know what company makes these. They need to work on the design of these saltine cracker packaging.
Why, that's
sleeves.
A classic design.
No, sleeves for the... it is impossible to open the large sleeve in a big box of saltine crackers without breaking the first 2.
Well, that's why you can't eat 6.
And my kid goes nuts because she won't eat a broken cracker. So please
work on
that.
She won't eat it. What a diva.
No. Listen, she's a child, Maury. Okay, so that's the first... Jesus.
Hold on.
You're going to be a terrible father.
Wait.
Okay, so hold on here. That's the first 4. Let me get these ones here. And these are just regular premium plus saltine crackers, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so...
I have the timer ready. Okay. And it's supposed to be what? 1 minute?
1 minute.
That's a long time.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, it's 60 seconds.
That's 60 seconds, Maury. Okay.
Let me just hold on.
Again, they say it is impossible to eat, and I have water right here, which
is
mine. Oh. Yeah, just in case of emergency, I guess. They say it's impossible to eat 6 square saltine crackers within 1 minute without having water. Okay. So you let me know when you're going to start the clock. Okay.
Hold on. I have excess saliva.
Excess saliva? That's only going to help with this event.
I don't know. It's kind of bubbling.
Okay, Mocha's going to film this. Let me know when we're ready. You say go, Mocha.
Go.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
And go.
Okay, so that's 1 cracker.
You have to swallow, right?
Yes, you eat. Like, how difficult is that? I said eat. Okay, so he's on. Maury's 2 is already in the mouth.
3 sucks.
3.
Yo, you got 30 seconds.
You got 30 seconds, Maury. You got 30 seconds, bro. You can't take your time with this. Okay, so hold on here. He's got 4 are in the mouth. He's got 2 in his hands. Very, very difficult. It's okay. So you okay. So how does it feel here, Mark?
You got 10 seconds.
Okay, it looks like you've gone...
It's sucking up all the moisture in my mouth.
Okay, it looks like you've walked into a wood shop and have cleaned the floor with your mouth. It looks like sawdust in there.
We're at the minute mark.
Okay,
keep going.
Okay. Have you swallowed once yet?
I don't know.
Try swallowing.
That's what she said.
Shut up, Mocha.
No, I can't swallow because it's all
just
like...
Just try. You can't just keep...
No, but it's hardening in my mouth.
Okay, stop it, Mocha. Try swallowing.
I'm trying to swallow.
I guess this is impossible.
But it sticks to the side of your mouth.
Okay, try swallowing.
I am.
Just swallow. Okay, swallow some down. So that's five. He's got
It's all over the place.
He's got number six in his hand, and half of three is on his lap.
Oh God! It's like clumping in my mouth.
So again, they said that you can't, eating six saltine crackers.
You can't do it
in a minute in a
you
row without water.
It.
They say is impossible. That. Okay, so six is in there. Now you got to swallow the whole deal. You can't just chew them up.
Oh God, it's just so hard. I'm chewing cement.
Keep swallowing.
I think I got some down.
How much time are we at now, Mocha?
2 minutes and 39 seconds.
Oh, it's the hardest thing I've ever eaten.
That's what she said.
Shut up.
All right, for the last bit to swallow.
Okay, get it down. Get it down.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, it's all in my mouth. All gone.
Okay, so time.
Oh, it was 3:02.
3:02. So I guess it is impossible to eat six. I didn't think that was a lot. Six saltine crackers, they said, cannot be eaten within 1 minute without water.
Damn it, Maury, how do you feel?
Full.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
And Slurpee.
Oh no.
This sorry.
Is cold.
7-Eleven extra large.
Thank you, Mocha. It's a 7-Eleven extra large. So what flavor did you buy?
Oh, so I mixed flavors. We got grape, we have Orange Crush, Coke, and blueberry.
Oh God. Oh God.
Sounds delicious.
Oh God, it's starting to melt. I don't even know if we're gonna get this to go through the hose here. Okay, so I'm gonna take the top off the Slurpee here.
I put my thumb over the thing.
Yeah, you put your thumb over the end of the tube. And what I have right now is just your simple homemade DIY college beer bong, like a beer funnel. Okay, so I'm gonna throw this whole thing in there. I don't know if this is gonna. Okay, I'm trying to get it's all like broken up. Maury, you gotta put the hose up. Hold the hose up there. Thank you. Can you hear this? Okay, now here comes a big flop of ice. Ready? Oh God! Oh God! Oh God. Oh God.
Smells good.
This is thick. More, you got to hold that hose up, bro. This looks really gross. All these colors in here. It kind of smells nice though. Oh, it's getting all over me. So hopefully More gets an incredible brain freeze out of this. This is a full 7-Eleven Slurpee. More, are you ready?
Yes.
Put it in your mouth.
That's what she said.
Okay, here we go. Oh, he's going for it. He's going for it. Don't you spit this all over me.
Oh.
More. Oh. More, come on. Oh, it's squirting out all over the place, and it's like a weird reddy brown color, too.
Oh! Ha!
He's holding his head. He's shaking. He's making little baby fists. More! Come on! Oh, wow, he's really going for it, actually. Oh, God, it shot right out of his
God,
mouth.
Oh, God, my lungs!
Bounced off his lip and went right up that nose.
All right, ready, Maury!
Hold on!
Oh, it's so cold.
Listen, dude, okay, you got it. You're wearing swimming goggles. You got water wings on. You got a sick looking tank top. You got a nice pair of swimming shorts on.
Oh,
listen.
Okay, it's warmed up.
Damn it, Maury. You got this. You got this. Chug, Maury. Chug. 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 Chug.
Oh, God, he's doing it. Oh, it's all going in. All that
ice. Keep going, Maury!
Go.
Keep going!
Oh, I'm sweating and I'm cold and I'm sweating.
Tilt your head back, Maury.
Just start sucking.
Yes, yes.
Okay, the hose is completely full of like crushed ice right now. I'm shaking the top of the funnel to kind of break it up a little
bit.
Oh,
God.
Okay.
Come on, Maury.
Okay.
And Maury, here's the good news. There's not much left. Here's the bad news. What is left is all ice.
I know.
You got this. Tilt your head back.
Yes, yes!
Oh, that's the last of it. More, the last of it. You've only
come
got
on,
like...
Maury, Maury, just a little bit. Just a little
Maury,
bit.
You only got 2 feet of hose left. You only got 2 feet of hose left.
I know. Go, but hold
go,
on. Oh, God,
go,
it's so
go,
cold in my
go,
throat.
Go, go. Is this dangerous in any way to get this kind of cold stuff in you? Like
can
that?
I get pneumonia?
No, you can't get pneumonia. You know when you see those fools who do the polar bear plunge where they jump into the lake in the winter?
Yes! Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
How do you feel, Maury?
So hot and cold.
His goggles are completely fogged up.
Oh, my lung!
Your face is so shiny.
Blah, blah, blah.
So what hurts the most?
My brain and lung.
My brain and lung.
My brain and lung.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
On the show.
Yes.
I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in anything else.
Yeah, me
so
either.
What we have coming up is we are going to do the scariest thing that I could think of.
Which
the
is?
Most horrifying thing that I could think of.
Wait, no, I'm not stripping.
You're not stripping. True. The second most horrifying thing
okay.
that I could think of.
Which is?
When I go home at night, I spend a lot of my time on YouTube. And what I've been doing lately is watching video after video after video of people doing the very scary ghost pepper challenge.
No. Wait. Hold on a second.
Raise your hand in the room right now if you're going to do the ghost pepper challenge.
Mocha, raise your hand.
No. I'm not raising my hand.
I'm not raising my hand.
Maury's already agreed to do the ghost pepper challenge.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to pretend that I'm not
no,
ready to do
I didn't
the ghost pepper challenge.
No.
Are you nuts?
I'm scared out of my mind. Like,
it is
I'm
the scariest
scared.
Thing in the world.
Like, on the list of five things that are scariest, this is under doing things with women.
Wow. Okay,
Maury,
that's funny.
So, okay, so Maury, ghost peppers, by the way, are like hotter than hot, designed to burn like jalapeno peppers. They are not the hottest pepper in the world, as I discovered yesterday. They're the third hottest pepper in the world.
Even still.
Even still.
I have questions.
Yes.
My mouth is honestly the most important thing to me in life.
Yes.
It should be insured.
Okay.
Is this going to ruin the things I do with my mouth?
It will not
like,
ruin
I
the
voice
things.
Commercials
it
on a regular.
It will not ruin the things you do with your mouth. And I brought in everything because apparently the people on these videos, they drink milk, they eat vanilla ice cream, they have water, they do the whole thing. So I brought in the whole ghost pepper challenge kit and then damn it, Maury will do the ghost pepper challenge.
What if I die?
Hopefully it'll be worth it.
Here's why.
Okay, Maury has not seen any of the videos of people doing the ghost pepper challenge.
Got it. Ghost pepper challenge. He's not actually going to eat it. But...
Don't swallow it.
I don't want you.
Why'd you swallow it?
That, Maury, will not be you.
Okay, that kid's a wimp. I could do that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, ghost pepper challenge on the Roz and Mocha Show.
The scariest thing we've ever done. The scariest thing we've ever done.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Today is the ghost pepper challenge.
The very scary ghost pepper challenge.
Which David Maury gladly volunteered for. What are you doing over there?
Okay, so what I'm doing now is I'm putting rubber gloves on.
Wait, why?
Because I don't want to touch it.
That's what she said.
So I'm wearing surgical gloves just because you're going to need my help at some point, Maury, and I don't want to have this stuff on my hand. I'm also going to feed it to you. Now, what you do is they say milk helps and vanilla ice cream helps. So I'm going to open a carton of milk for you. Okay, so this is a ghost pepper. Now, normally people eat one of these entire things for the ghost pepper challenge. We're not going to do that. We're going to do a little tiny bit of the ghost pepper challenge. So I'm going to cut this. Okay, so this is...
That's a big piece.
That's what Maury's going to eat right there. Well, this is a big piece.
That's a big piece, too.
This isn't a big
That's
piece.
That's a medium piece.
You want me to cut this in half?
I would say cut that in half.
No, okay. I don't think so.
Well, who the hell are you to answer?
Okay, there we go. Okay, Maury, I'm going to feed this to you. Now, I would say don't swallow it. Just chew it around in your mouth. And this works the best if Mocha and I sit here and say nothing and you describe what is happening for the ghost pepper challenge into the microphone.
Request.
Yes.
Can I put the spoon in the ice cream?
I'll do that for you.
but it's not ready to go yet.
It's okay.
Urgently.
No, no, no. You got to wait at least a couple minutes. Okay, so here, don't touch it. I'll feed this to you.
What? I'm going to pee.
Don't pee.
Why are you going to pee?
Don't pee.
Because I'm scared.
Okay, don't be so scared. Okay, there's a tiny little piece of ghost pepper. There's a tiny little piece of... No, there's not. Okay, open up more. Or he's taking his glasses off. He's already sweating.
Okay, I'm fishing out. Okay.
Ew.
Oh my God, I'm burning. Oh my God, I'm burning. Oh my God. It's burning. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. It's like honestly, it's taking over my tongue. I can't breathe in my tongue.
Do you want ice cream? Have some ice cream.
I can't breathe in my tongue.
Have some ice cream.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Have some ice cream.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Have some ice cream.
Oh my God. Woo! Oh, but it tastes gross like dirt, too.
Okay, Maurice on his first scoop of ice cream right now. How's that feel?
I'm not doing anything.
Okay, keep having ice cream. Does it feel better?
No.
Dripping all over the
place. It's okay. It's okay.
I don't, because I can't feel anything coming out of my mouth.
Have some more ice cream. Have some more ice cream.
Oh my God.
Does the ice cream feel better a little bit?
No. No. It's still burning because it's like in my tongue. It's inside my tongue. Oh, the ice cream's making it worse.
Have some milk.
What did you do?
Have some milk. Have a little bit of milk. Have a little sip of milk. Don't drink the whole thing. Just a little sip of milk. Sometimes that makes it better. Okay, talk your way through this.
Oh my God, like I thought it was better and now the tip of my tongue is worse. It's like moving around my tongue, like it's alive.
That's what she said.
Okay, talk your way through this. What are you feeling now?
Oh my God, like the milk and the ice cream aren't doing anything. Ooh. Oh, the pain is back. The pain is back.
Swallow it now.
Oh, it's worse. Whoa, the back of my throat. I shouldn't have chewed this. What the hell? The back of my throat. Oh my, whoa, down the throat. Oh, wow. Whoa. Oh, I'm so hot. I feel it on my ribs.
Your ribs?
You know, your esophagus. Ooh. Oh, I will say that chewing it takes the pain away from your tongue, but it shoves it down your throat.
That's what she said.
Oh. Well, there you go. That was, I'm going to say one of the scariest things you've ever done on the show. That was Damn It, Maury. The ghost.
Oh, that pushed it up.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
There's been a lot of studies over the years where they've drawn parallels between music and how it affects your senses.
Yeah.
Specifically, pairing sort of the great songs, the perfect songs with the perfect food. Because I remember there was a study that said that in order to enjoy fish the most, that if you listen to the Beatles, the fish will taste better than fish has ever tasted.
What?
Sometimes it's along these lines. It's all psychological.
I don't know about that.
And so the new one is singing happy birthday.
What?
Makes food taste better. Singing happy birthday makes food taste better.
Okay.
So, Damn It, Maury, you have what? You have two pieces of cake that you've brought in. What's that?
They look fantastic.
They look fantastic. So here's what you're going to have to do, Maury.
Okay.
You're going to have to take a bite as the control and let us know how that first bite of cake tastes.
It tastes good. It's like cake. It tastes good.
What kind of cake is it, Maury?
This is coconut cake. It's all they had available at the grocery store.
Hold on.
Coconut cake.
You couldn't just get regular birthday cake?
No, they had coconut or carrot. And I don't get carrot cake, so I went with this.
Oh, man. I'll lerve.
Are you going in for another bite? This is science, Maury.
I know. I really want to put the fork down.
It's
sorry.
It's not snack time. So, singing happy birthday.
Yeah.
They say changes the way the food tastes. We'll get into the psychology after this. Okay, so Maury, if you are if you're ready here to take a bite,
yeah,
we'll get this going here. Okay, yeah. And anytime you're ready, Maury. Mm-hmm. Okay, and go for it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maury. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, I couldn't stop you because you're so adorable. Pause for 1 second more. Pause for 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me read you.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Put the fork down.
Okay, let me.
Oh, wow, it does.
Okay, pause for 1 second because I feel that you're very confused.
You said happy birthday and cake.
Pause.
I feel that you're very confused. Okay, when they mean singing happy birthday makes cake taste better, they mean singing happy birthday, then eating cake, where the cake tastes better. They're not saying singing happy birthday while eating cake makes cake taste better.
Really?
No!
Oh, okay, try it again.
Why would that be a thing?
Why would that even be a thing?
Because it's science, and I thought they discovered something.
Okay, so you
How
tried,
many birthday
okay.
parties have you been to where they're eating cake while singing happy birthday?
But I thought that they did a study where people sat around a table and were like, what if we did both?
Okay, try it again your way.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Marvin. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, maybe a little less cake so we can actually hear.
I thought it was like for every verse you
know.
Okay.
Just, no. There's, again, more. You, like, this is your thing. Nowhere in here does it say for every verse, put half a cake in your mouth. Okay?
I'll do it again.
Okay, just... Just
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear morning. Happy, because it's my birthday, to you.
Is listening to somebody sing happy birthday, but they put their own name in it, not the saddest thing you'll ever hear in your life?
While eating cake alone?
No, but, yeah, but I, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm used to singing it for myself.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, it's man, the, like listening, you? This one of the saddest things you'll
Can
ever
I
hear.
Can I interrupt you for 2 seconds?
Oh, wow, you've never done that before.
I wanted to ask permission if I can sing and eat again.
Please go ahead, man.
Happy birthday to you. I'm going to cry.
Yes, keep going.
Wait, today's not your birthday, is it?
No, but it's so sad.
Keep going.
Happy birthday to you. I'm going to cry.
Why are you going to cry?
Because this makes me feel so lonely. Happy birthday.
But does the cake make you feel like you have a buddy?
Cake, buddy.
Happy birthday. Oh, I'm on to the next slice.
Oh, no. You finished that whole slice already? That slice was thick.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maury. Happy birthday.
It really is the saddest thing, listening to somebody.
Oh, man. Happy sing birthday.
Sing happy
Maury.
Birthday with their own name while just sitting there eating cake.
But now I have to finish the slice.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Mocha?
Mm.
You're eating healthy.
I am.
Right? Looking swole.
Thanks.
Hitting up that gym.
Trying.
There's a lot of new trends when it comes to food and the idea of like good fats, bad fats, protein. What do you, you know what I mean? There's
sure.
too much information going on. Maury, do you want to bring in our guest? Maury's going to bring in Jared Golden. Jared Golden is a farmer.
Okay.
Come on in, buddy.
Come on in, dude. How's it going, man? How are you? Grab a seat right here. How's it going, man? Roz?
Jared. How you doing, Jared?
That's Mocha.
Mocha. Hey, Mocha. Very nice to meet you, brother.
So Mocha is very much into health. Mocha, in the past 6 months, has been working out more, eating better. When it comes to food and what's hot, Mocha sort of knows what's up.
Okay,
so what I'm going to do right now is Jared, as I said, is a farmer. He's brought in some of his products with us today, which is they're available at Summerhill Market. Summerhill Market, you know, very
beautiful.
Fancy grocery store.
Yeah.
Very beautiful grocery store. So first, I'm going to get you to sample some of the stuff that Jared farms, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, so here, we're going to start with this first.
Okay.
This is, now you don't think that if you're on a diet or you're trying to eat well that you can actually eat chocolate, but try
what?
This chocolate.
Okay.
Try that chocolate.
Mmm.
What do you think?
Pretty good.
It's all right?
It reminds me of eating like, what do you call it? Like those Nestle Crunch bars.
Yeah. Yeah. Now try that. I don't even know what this is.
It's a peanut
butter energy bar. That's Ooh. What you need.
All right. I actually like these.
Yeah.
Mmm.
How's that?
Very well.
Decent, right?
And I love peanut butter.
And you love peanut butter. Uh-huh. Okay. So... The first thing that you ate, Mocha, were chocolate-covered crickets. Yeah, and that was peanut butter mealworm.
No, you're lying.
No, I'm not. Jared, what do you do for a living?
We farm insects, crickets, mealworms, and a whole bunch of other species.
I have worm in my mouth. It's actually pretty delicious.
Not the first time you had a tasty worm in your mouth.
You want to try something else, Mocha?
No.
No? Okay. Explain to us, because doing this, every so often these things come up where they're like, oh, we're eating bugs and we're doing this. What makes, first of all, what you do different? And also, is this true? Is it good protein? Is it actually good for you? Is it not just a fad or a gimmick?
So, yeah, we are essentially the first human-grade insect farm in North America, proudly Canadian. And the truth is that insects, we all used to eat them, you know, long, long time ago. Our neocortexes, our brains were, you know, created because of them. And they're super, super, super healthy. It's not just the protein. They're extremely rich in fiber.
Yeah.
You know, more people around the world eat insects than speak English.
Okay, so this is up at the Summerhill Market. What's the name of your farm?
We are Entomo Farms. And Entomo is the root of insect.
What other insects do you use for these food items?
So we say crickets are the gateway bug. So we
specialize
in crickets and a few species of worms, mealworms. And what we mainly do is we grind them into a fine powder.
Oh, okay.
And then you can use that fine powder in any kind of cooking, baking.
Wait, so what are these right here? What are those right
those
there?
Those are dry roasted crickets, unseasoned.
Dry roasted crickets, unseasoned.
How's it taste? Like, doesn't taste like crickets.
But I don't know what a cricket tastes like.
Like, it doesn't taste gross.
No, it tastes like
sunflower seed.
It tastes like sunflower seeds. It tastes like really, really.
Let me try one.
It's almost like if you took a sunflower seed and turned it into almost like a Rice Krispie.
Yeah.
They're very sort of hollow and
It's pretty anticlimactic when you try them because they taste just like food.
Okay, Maury, now you got to eat some of these things.
Not a chance.
Yeah, you are.
Come on, Maury. That's good.
Oh my god.
So those are the chocolate crickets.
And you love chocolate.
Here, those are the chocolate crickets.
Oh my god. I had to put all this out on the balcony. Matthew wouldn't let me have it in the house.
Because they're all going to come to life.
Oh my god, are you ready?
Yeah, go.
It's good, right?
It actually is good. I didn't want it to be, but it's good.
that's the thing, right? Okay, so Jared Golden, your farm is again what?
Entomo Farms.
And all this product is available at Summerhill Market, correct?
Yes.
Made fresh daily, I assume?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, there you go. How was it, Mokey? Not mad at me, are you?
No, not at all. It was delicious.
Do you want another one?
No.
Okay.
So full.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
National Frozen Food Day. This may be one of the ones that that really takes off. So I guess Ronald Reagan created National Frozen Food Day. I don't know why.
Did
in 1984. Who cares? The history of things, please. And so for me, the freezer, one of the greatest inventions of all time.
Sure.
Next to the escalator and Microsoft Excel, I think that the freezer is right up there.
Maybe, really? Yeah. With Microsoft Excel?
Yeah, and the escalator. The freezer's got to be up there. It allowed people to freeze food, so we no longer got all the bacteria from storing food in
the ground. Well, now the freezer's great, now that you don't have to defrost it.
Right. But then, like everything else, much like the microwave, people started to abuse it. Microwave was great. Heat up a cold tea, right?
Uh-huh.
But when people started cooking chickens in the microwave, you took it too far.
Dude, it has a chicken button.
The freezer was awesome for keeping things frozen that if you left them out would cause bacteria that may lead to death. What is not cool is when people started freezing things and eating them. That is just completely unnecessary. And so for Frozen Food Day, Maury kind of brings all those worlds together, which we discovered, Mocha and I, that Maury enjoys frozen french fries, as you should, because they're delicious.
Yeah.
But microwaved frozen french fries.
You're supposed to put them in the oven.
Thank you.
Yeah, but if you put them in the microwave, it takes less time.
Pause for 1 second on this. What is your, Mocha, what is your technique for cooking frozen fries in the oven? Do you have a specific technique, time and temp? Do you sprinkle a little oil on them? Do you salt them first? Do you salt them after? What's your technique?
No, salt after, oil first.
Yeah.
And pop them in the oven for however long it says on the box or the bag.
Yeah.
And until I like my fries when they're like crispy on the outside, nice and soft on the inside.
Okay, I got you.
So my technique,
like most things in life.
My technique would be a paper towel on the plate.
Right.
Sprinkle out a thin layer of fries.
Yes.
And then you put them in the microwave for 3 minutes.
Right.
Stick your finger in one and see if it's okay.
Okay.
In the microwave again for another minute.
Okay, so Maury has a giant plate of microwave french fries.
These are my delicacy.
And these are microwave from frozen, correct?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Try one.
Do you want me to try one?
You know what's so funny? Yeah. Normally when people eat French fries, you can hear the crunch. Maury just took a bite and it was just as if he was eating like a marshmallow.
Okay, I'm gonna say right now, in my hand, it feels like a kid finger. Right? Oh, it's soft and like wiggly. It's yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go in for a bite here. Oh, that's not a French fry. Oh, it's not a French fry at all. I don't know what that is.
Let me try.
But it's not a French fry.
Mm.
No, that's not a French fry.
Yeah, it's a mix of soft and hard. Yeah. That's what she said.
It's not a French fry.
You know what it tastes like?
What?
Like a hard paste.
Yeah. How often are you eating this, Moore?
I'll sit in front of the TV and eat these like there's no tomorrow.
But like this is how you cook French fries. Like you think that like you, in your head when you're eating that, you feel that you've just cooked French fries.
Yes.
Why are you so winded? Why do you get winded? Just and now you got the hick. You can't even eat anything.
Hold on, let me try another one.
You going back in for more? Yeah. I don't think that you hate these as much as you're saying. I know. It's super floppy. If you
just broke it up.
Right, and I'm sure you can understand what a frozen French fry in the microwave would look like. Like if you just hold on to the very end of it and move your hand back and forth, it really flops around. Like there's some big bend to it.
You know what it's like?
What's that?
If you're holding like a Twizzler. And you're trying to
Pause for 1 second more.
Yeah.
Okay. Take a deep breath.
Sorry.
That's pretty gross.
This is going to go to a really good place in a second.
Oh, no. The wheezing started.
But the best part is he has about 3 swallows left in his mouth that he's got to get through first.
Oh God! Okay. Look like you can spit that up, man.
More, put your pinky in the air if you're actually choking. Okay. Okay.
Oh God, dude! Okay. Spit that up.
Okay, I'm going to say right now that I don't think that we could have come up with a better example of why to not microwave French fries.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's what I do alone.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Bonjour, mes amis!
Oh no, are we talking Paris, France again?
Hell yeah, of course, why not? Paris is beautiful, man.
Watching all the trailers for the new Mission Impossible movie?
Yeah.
And watching all the press stuff that Tom Cruise did for that?
Oh yeah, because he did it all in Paris,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. It made Paris look so freaking cool. I don't know what it is about Paris and action films, but whenever they do anything in Paris, I am like, I have to be there. It's so beautiful. Like, it is maybe the most beautiful place on earth. Bring your sweetheart to Paris, France, because we all know it is the most love-filled city on the face of the earth. Also, if you're into art, this is the place to be. If you're into culture, this is a place to be. If you are into wine, if you are into steak, if you are into fries, if you are cheese.
And the architecture in France is amazing.
Thank you. They have these great little trucks, too, where you can just walk around. And it's like an ice cream truck, but only what they sell are baguettes with the freshest meat
and
the freshest cheese on the freshest bread. And they give it to you in a bag. And you just go find a bench, you sit down, and you eat the most delicious baguette you've ever had in your life.
Visit airtransat.com to learn more or to book your trip to Paris, France. All right, we welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show. She was your first Bachelorette Canada, Jasmine Lorimer, and friend of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
You've listened to this show a ton.
I have, yes.
So
I've
you know what happens.
Are you listening to the podcast?
I listen to the podcast, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, good. So you know a lot about this.
Yeah.
I don't know how this happened, but you guys were, you and Mocha were talking on Instagram in the message section.
Mm-hmm.
And Mocha said, hey, why don't you come in? And you had said, I would love nothing more than to play Maury for a day. Which then continued on to a couple other messages. And then you ended it by saying, I also envy Maury whenever he gets to eat weird food. So Maury, you can come on in. Maury made you breakfast this morning.
No.
And this is a classic Maury dish.
Oh,
okay.
No.
So this is David Maury's famous mac and cheese. So if I could.
It's those noodly fries.
Okay. And microwave French fries, because that's Maury's other favorite thing in the world is to microwave French fries. This is Maury's specialty. Let me run through. And Mocha's tried this twice now.
Yeah.
The first time he tried it, he described the taste as garbage.
is true. Which I will never forget. So this is the recipe for this. In case you guys want to make this at home, because I'm sure Jasmine will eat this and find it to be very delicious. It's a half a pot of water, one box of Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner, a mini can of tuna, a thumb length amount of butter, a fistful of corn, one hard boiled egg, three packets of ketchup, and the secret ingredient, the way that he changed it all up and brought all the ingredients together, was half a teaspoon of water. So that's how he ended it.
And we have a side of my microwave fries.
A side of Maury's famous microwave fries.
Do I feed
fries.
It to her?
Oh my God.
Oh God. I don't think that might be.
Yeah. No.
You want?
Because you got to get all the elements in.
Oh, okay. Hold on. So you want Maury to feed you. Yeah.
Okay. I've never.
Oh, that's such a big bite.
Well, you got to get all of the ingredients. Hold on. I missed this at the end.
Listen, you're not experiencing the meal unless you get all the flavors.
Like, I'm not going to give you one noodle. You have to have the full thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my heart is pretty.
Okay. Open.
Oh my God. Okay. Down the hatch. How was it?
Do you want more?
How was it? Describe it. Feel free to talk with your mouth full.
It's sweet.
And what else? And?
Really soft. Uh-huh.
What do you taste first?
The sweetness of the ketchup.
And then?
The flakiness of the tuna.
And then?
You look like you're going to throw up.
It's really not good at all.
Would you like a microwave fry to wash that down with?
Here.
Have you ever seen a French fry that looked like that before?
It's at a 90 degree.
You have room in your mouth?
Yeah. Or just hand it to Jasmine a French fry.
It looks like you're holding shoelace.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So down
the hatch. This is getting better the longer it's been in my mouth.
That's what she said. Okay. So maybe try the French fry now,
Jasmine.
I'm
going to choke.
Okay.
At the same time, while the other stuff's in my mouth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's got something that
happened. You just tasted something new? Yeah, what was it, do you think?
I don't know. It had a crunchier texture.
Crunchy texture.
Oh, that'd be the corn.
Probably the corn.
I was going to say, it had texture like an apple, but it was definitely corn.
Okay, you're crying
very
right
disgusting.
Now. Yeah,
okay. Nobody's ever cried about my food before.
Go ahead with the microwave French fry.
Okay, it's breaking in this one part. Oh.
Oh my God.
You know the texture of a frozen French fry?
Yeah.
It has that same texture, but it's just floppy.
Oh, do you want the rest of this as takeout?
I really, really don't.
Oh my God. Jasmine Lorimer, we love you so much. Thank you very much for visiting the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thanks for having me.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Today is National Mac and Cheese Day.
Oh, yeah!
One of the greatest days of the year, National Mac and Cheese Day. Now, if you remember last year, we were talking mac and cheese, and Maury unveiled his longtime recipe for how he makes mac and cheese.
No.
And you remember this.
Oh, God. I can take... Okay. I'm having terrible flashbacks because it was so gross.
But I ate that through my whole life.
Maury ate it through his whole life. Mocha had it, and I believe what you said, Mocha, was I believe you described it as tasting like garbage.
Yeah, it really did.
Maury...
What was the recipe again?
Okay, so help me out here. So it's a box of macaroni and cheese, and then Maury does what? Is it a can of tuna?
Yeah, a mini can of tuna, a little bit of butter.
Right.
And then you like a fistful of corn.
Right.
One hard-boiled egg.
Right.
Three packages of ketchup.
Oh. Now, here's the thing, is that we know last year when you ate it, it was disgusting.
It was so bad.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so, but Maury has since then, because it is Mac and Cheese Day, Maury has altered his recipe slightly.
Oh, what do you mean?
He's altered his recipe.
You don't have it here.
Maury told...
I'm not doing it.
Yes.
No.
Dude, I changed it.
Just wait. Maury told me, so this is what Maury told me. Can I just say this right now?
What?
Okay. So, first of all, you have to agree to try the new recipe.
Come on,
it's
man.
Mac and Cheese Day.
Why do I gotta try it?
Because you love mac and cheese. I don't like mac and cheese. You freaked out when I said it was Mac and Cheese Day.
Listen, I swear to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just getting grossed out right now thinking about last year's mac and cheese.
Dude, I loved it.
Okay. Because Maury did alter the recipe. He told me that he altered the recipe. Can you please just agree to try Maury's new, improved mac and cheese?
When are you going to tell me what's in it?
After you agreed to try it.
Okay, one spoonful.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. Okay, so Maury's recipe for mac and cheese, of course, is Kraft dinner,
yeah.
Can of tuna,
yeah.
Butter,
yeah.
Full can of corn, and one hard-boiled egg. Maury, what is the new ingredient that you've added?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and three packages of ketchup.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
So it's all those things because you added something?
Yeah, he altered it in a way to make it better for you. Maury, yeah. What did you add to this to change the recipe?
Oh, yeah. Well, you add in a half teaspoon of water.
You guys suck, man. For real.
So can we celebrate mac and cheese day?
So now the recipe goes,
no.
Box of Kraft dinner, can of tuna, lump of butter, fistful of corn, hard-boiled egg, three packets of ketchup, and a half a teaspoon of water.
I'm bringing it over.
Guys.
I'm bringing it over.
Now, when you said, listen.
It may not be as bad as it was last year.
Oh. When you said that Dammit Maury altered his mac and cheese recipe, I thought you meant like, okay, he took away the tuna and the corn
and replaced it with something else delicious.
Maury
told me that he altered it, but what he added at the end was just half a teaspoon of water.
Okay.
Okay.
The container is very warm,
okay.
Which means Dammit Maury, you probably just went to the microwave and heated it up.
Absolutely. Right. 40
okay.
seconds.
Okay. So Mocha, please.
Hold on. Wait.
Yeah.
Where's the napkins at? I'm going to have to spit this out.
No, you're going to swallow it. You promised.
That's what she said.
Okay. Wow.
Come on. Guys,
just try it. Maybe it wasn't as bad as you thought it was last year.
No, it was.
Because this is the new recipe.
Oh, God, I really don't want to do this.
Just try it.
Oh, man.
Okay, so Mocha right now, hold on here. He's squishing around in the in the Tupperware. Okay, he's got a big spoonful.
Oh,
it's all falling off the spoon.
Look at that clump of tuna.
Okay.
Oh, but no, it is, that's again, an egg.
Again.
That was a piece of tuna.
No, that's an egg.
Oh.
It's so gross.
Oh, okay.
So go for it. Down the hatch, buddy. Come on.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Okay. It's so gross. It is so gross. Oh. No, I'm not swallowing this. Honestly, this is like, oh my God. This is so gross. Just so you know,
yeah.
The water did not help.
It didn't help.
Don't spit it back in the container. Oh. I'm going to eat that.
Oh my God. Get me a napkin. Get me something.
No, you said you'd swallow
Go to the bathroom. Don't be afraid. Go to the bathroom and get him a napkin. Okay, so again, the recipe, more seriously, go get him some napkins.
Go get me a freaking napkin.
Again, the recipe is, this is this is the recipe that Maury's been eating his entire life. So it's one box of Kraft dinner, one can of tuna, one thumb length of butter, a fistful of corn, one hard-boiled egg, three packages of ketchup, and one half teaspoon of water. Mocha, has it? It still, you loved it, right? No?
No! Okay. No! Why would I? Jackasses.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Dammit Maury said that he wants to attempt to break another Guinness World Record.
Which is what? You've not had a lot of success
with the
records.
God, can I do one?
Which is the fastest time to drink a bottle of ketchup.
Oh, God.
And why you would want to do this, Maury, I have no idea. Dammit Maury has attempted to get into the Guinness Book of World Records multiple times in the past. On the Roz and Mocha Show, for example, the most finger snaps in 1 minute is 296. Dammit Maury's attempt, he got 45.
Right.
The number of times to kick your own butt with your own feet is 80 bum kicks in 20 seconds. Dammit Maury got zero.
Zero. that was a very difficult one, though. And you always find that the eating ones, you got the best shot at these as opposed to the physical, more athletic
and
ones,
And this one
right?
requires zero chewing.
Dinesh Upadhyaya from India is the guy that holds the record. And he had the bottle just on the desk.
Okay.
He did touch the bottle, so he could like... Okay.
How did he get the ketchup out?
With a straw.
Oh, with a straw.
That makes sense.
He had to drink the ketchup with a straw.
Well, because sucking is faster than slurping.
Okay, here we go. So, Maury, your ketchup bottle, I've noticed, is much larger than the ketchup bottle that that he broke the world record with.
Really?
So, yeah, so the rules are the ketchup bottle has to weigh 500 grams.
So that's 750 milliliters.
Whatever that is in grams.
In order to be in the record books, you have to down 95% of the ketchup that's in that bottle.
So I guess that they give you the stuff that sticks on the sides and whatnot.
Sure.
Okay. So more if you want to crack that open. Right. And now, are you a fan of ketchup? Do you like ketchup?
I love ketchup.
You do? Okay.
Even just smelling it right now, okay. Just the lid off.
And you got a big fat straw. Stirring it.
It's too bad
it.
You can't dilute it with water.
Well, that's cheating, though.
Let me get my timer.
Can I have
out.
Like a sample sip?
No. No, because that first suck is going to be so crucial.
That's
so
true.
Stop it, you two jerks.
All right, I'm relishing in this moment. I okay. hope I to catch up to the record.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to.
Yeah. Okay, so Mocha, are you ready?
I'm ready, but okay. Do you guys want to know what the record is?
Oh, yes. What's the record?
I thought you said 95% of the bottle.
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't tell you the time.
Oh, how fast did he do this?
So the Guinness World Record for drinking ketchup out of a straw, and this guy in India did it, 25.37 seconds.
Oh, man.
25 seconds. Okay,
Maury, listen, man, you have to suck like you've never sucked before. 25 seconds for a whole bottle of ketchup through a straw.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Mocha, please count him down.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Oh, he's got some in there. I really thought that it was going to be more difficult to...
What? What's happening to your body, Maury?
Okay. It's a little spike. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Maury, you're wasting valuable
you're
time.
Wasting valuable time, Maury. You let us know when we've surpassed the record.
Oh,
mark.
Look, I legit hit stop at the exact time that this guy in India drank the entire ball. 25.37
seconds. Pleasure drinking?
Yeah, Maury's going to keep going, though. So we're going to find out, Maury. Hit that timer again.
Oh, no, God, it's so spicy.
We're going to find out how long it takes you to do this. Your technique of sucking is very interesting. Because you only have the very tip in your mouth. Like, I usually put more straw in, but you really just do
the because I thought
the
that
very,
it's less
end.
Time for it to travel.
Do how does the ketchup taste? Like, that's a lot of ketchup that you're drinking.
I know. I felt like I've eaten 80 hot dogs right now.
Okay. You look like you've eaten 80 hot dogs, by the way. Apropos. Okay, so.
So, more your entire body, like your torso, is jiggling up and down like as you're drinking this ketchup.
It really is a full body suck.
Holy hell.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, but it's heating. I mean,
is it spicy?
It's heating.
Right. Yeah, it's heating. I get you. Don't worry. We're on your
How
side.
How do you feel?
Here, okay, keep going then.
Right.
You can form your thoughts while you suck, okay?
It no longer tastes like ketchup.
Oh, what does it taste like now?
It's thick.
just thick.
Okay. You've probably have a good cup of ketchup in you already, Mark.
Are you even a quarter of the way through that bottle?
No.
I'm just touching the label at this point.
Do try and say, you're doing these little sucks, right? Do big, deep, full body sucks.
I am sucking deep, but it's taking
a
long time
for
it to come up.
You're doing like this, like, mwah, mwah, mwah. Do like this.
Like you're slurping spaghetti.
Yeah. There you go.
Are you spitting the ketchup back into the bottle? That is so gross, dude. That is so gross.
There's a lot of line of spit.
That is
ew. And now you're still drinking the ketchup?
That is the suck of a champion right
ew.
There.
Thank you.
Ew.
Yes.
Okay, Mark, you get a couple more here.
Yeah, we're already at 2 minutes and 5 seconds right now.
Oh my God. Well, I'm like, am I pleasure drinking this?
You tell me.
Yeah, we could have stopped when you failed at the attempt at 25 seconds.
All right, another one for the books, right?
Yeah, that's another one. So, I don't know. I think maybe you did 3/4 of a cup of ketchup more.
I mean, that's worth something.
Yeah, it took you 10 minutes to do it, but it's your own record.
I know, but it's one for the team.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Anyway, that, damn it, Maury, again, did not break the world record for drinking a bottle of ketchup through a straw.
Oh.
What?
It's like right in my stomach. I actually can touch it.
Yeah, it's so gross.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
A delicacy has made its way to North America finally after generations. And My girlfriend Catherine talks about this all the time because she ate these growing up. She was born in the UK and her parents are from there, which is, I think they called them chip buddies.
What's that again?
It's French fries between white bread with butter. Not
so like a sandwich.
Yes. If you're going to have a French fry sandwich, it has to be between white bread. Right? Maury, who usually takes on the gastro challenges here on the show, you were desperately wanting to try this because
if
nothing
British
you love.
If British people eat it, then why isn't the world eating this?
Right. And say that with an accent now, Maury.
If British people are eating it, then why not the world?
Right. So, Maury, the French fries are cooking, I presume?
They're heating in the microwave.
They're heating, and you have white bread today, right?
Ugh, I hate white bread.
You do?
Because it sticks to the top of your mouth, and apparently it's very churchy.
Yeah. It's very churchy.
Like, it reminds you of when the priest puts the wafers in your mouth.
Wow.
Okay, so we got a loaf of Jesus bread. The French fries are in the oven. We'll take a phone call before we get to this.
Hi, this is Razamoka. How are you?
I am doing great. Have to say, love the show.
Ah, thank you. What's your name?
Krishalini.
Welcome to the Raz and Mocha Show.
Thank you. I was listening to you talk about the French fries and the white bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is a thing in South Africa. I am South African. And we call it a chip roll. We don't use the white. Yeah, we don't use the white bread, but we use the hot dog bun.
What? Hold on. You take French fries and you put it inside of a hot dog bun?
Yes.
And then what do you top it
we
with?
You can choose. There's sauces. You can put your spicy fries in there.
Okay.
If you like to spice it up, you put your hot sauce. But you can just have it plain. Just your hot dog bun, your French fries, and it is delicious.
Okay.
Now, I have to agree with Roz that you got to be bold and have it with the white bread. You can try your whole wheat, Maury, but...
Okay, so here's the thing. So we have the fries and we have the white bread. Do you have hot dog buns in the fridge?
Yes, from before. I don't know if they're expired.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. So in the UK it's French fries and white bread, but you say in South Africa that it's French fries and hot dog bun?
Yes, it is.
Which is the superior sandwich?
I would have to say the chip roll.
The chip roll. So
wow,
you're going
from South Africa.
Now in a hot dog bun, how many fries are you generally putting into
Like a handful.
Okay. Wow. Now do they all just like stick up out of the side like it's a triceratops, or are they all laid down evenly like they're all napping together?
They're all together. Okay.
And so what condiments are you putting on your chip roll?
Okay, so I put hot sauce, I put mayo.
Yeah.
And ketchup, because that's how I like it.
Okay, we have hot sauce, mayo, and ketchup here as well. I know that Maury has that stuff. Okay, so we will try and replicate an authentic South African chip roll, as you call it, which is a hot dog bun stuffed with French fries with mayo, hot sauce, and ketchup on it.
And delicious, delicious. You guys are going to love it.
Okay, so it's on then. It's on. Who wins the...
It's so much starch, though. You got a potato, and then you have the bun made out of potato. No,
true.
The buns aren't made out of potato.
Krishalini, thank you very much for calling into the Raz and Mocha Show.
Maury, it's okay. You're not going to have it every day for breakfast.
Just once a week.
I don't know if he likes it this much.
Okay, so...
You guys... The show.
Okay,
take
thank
care.
You. We love you. So we've done a lot of gross food combinations on this show.
Yeah.
Maury has been eager to try all
because
of them.
Because Londoners are ahead of their time.
Oh, are they?
So,
okay.
If they do this, it must be good.
Right. Okay, so Maury has, how did you prepare those French fries, Maury?
Microwave them.
Oh.
Ew.
Okay,
well,
then.
There's no other way.
Okay. So two pieces of
white bread.
Yes, white bread. Definitely white bread.
Okay.
You can't get fancy with like... flax and all this other stuff.
Which would make sense.
It's a French fry sandwich, for God's sake.
So should I put the condiments on first?
Wait, hold on now. No. If you remember, the condiments are for the South African version of the chip buddy.
This is literally just fries.
This is fries and white bread.
Nothing else.
No. Nothing else.
Can I just say, I anticipate that being a very dry tasting food.
Like, wouldn't it make...
Yeah, that is going to stick all over. No, Maury, just French fries.
Yeah, I am. I'm mushing it so it stays in between the bread.
No, okay, now pick it up. Yeah, that's going to be very dry. That's going to be like eating a bone.
Wait, just be quiet for a second.
Yeah.
It's like a very soft, just a very soft
tasting
meal.
There's not one taste in this.
Really?
Not one single flavor?
Not one single flavor. I feel like I'm just mouth exercising.
Okay. Take another bite. Get right in there in the middle with both. Yeah, there you go. Just a big bite like that. There you go. Okay.
How's it taste?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's just like dry mush.
Right.
And it's almost wearing out my jaw.
Yeah, that doesn't look appealing at all.
No,
not at all. It's just that's probably the most boring food somebody could eat. Really,
even watching it is boring,
but it's not horrible.
It doesn't make
nothing.
A sound. No. It doesn't look appealing. No.
It's really quite boring.
There's just nothing to look forward
yeah.
to.
And you know what's funny is I thought like if you told 9-year-old me that I was one day going to be having a French fry sandwich, my eyes would have lit up.
Yeah.
But now that I would have been very excited. But I'm watching you eat this now, and a French fry sandwich isn't nearly as exciting as
no.
I thought. It was going to be.
I also think the fact that Maury like microwaved the fries.
True, yeah.
Right?
I don't think that would have made anything different.
Did you bring water in here? Mocha, dial 9-1. Please, okay? Maury, you know the rule. Raise your hand if you're choking, okay?
Okay. So
okay, now let's.
Can South I just stop African, this because it's wasting my time?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. How many times has Matthew said that? okay, Maury's pounding his chest now.
Oh boy.
Okay, Maury. Now we're gonna try the South African version, which they say is the superior version of the French fry sandwich, which is a French fry stuck in a hot dog bun,
and then topped
with mayo. Ketchup and hot sauce.
How do you separate the buns?
Do you not know how to separate a hot dog bun?
You never separated a hot dog bun before?
Okay, it was sticking together. Okay.
Okay, Maury. Okay, so Maury's now laying the French fries inside the hot dog bun.
Yeah.
Okay. This is with flavor.
Yeah, you finally get flavor with a little bit of mayo. Don't overdo it, Maury. Don't overdo it. Just
there's a lot of mayo.
Would you say like that?
Yeah. Maury, can I just say stop? That's enough mayo, Maury.
Okay, but it didn't go across the whole bun.
Well, because you don't know how to spread. I've never seen somebody in my life who has less ability to spread than you.
Okay.
You know, sometimes like when they give a chimp.
The bottle farted.
Right. You know, like sometimes when they give a chimp a Rubik's Cube and the first thing he does is try and stick it in his butt. And then he figures out that it's a game that you need to solve. Maury is still at the point of where you give him something and he just tries to see if it fits in his butt. Like he hasn't evolved to actually using things for their intended purpose yet. Okay. Maury, there you go with the.
So now we have the French fries inside of the hot dog bun, topped with mayonnaise, ketchup, and hot sauce.
Yes. Okay. So Maury,
take a bite of that. Yeah,
go right ahead, Maury.
Here we go.
Yeah. Down the hatch. Okay. How's that?
Oh God.
What?
What?
I was almost the one with no flavor.
Right? With no what?
Flavor.
No?
Is it bad?
Describe this one now. This is a South African version of the chip sandwich.
The hot sauce ruins the whole thing.
Really?
Wait. You hearing him say bye?
Okay, Mocha's on his way over now. Mocha, put the other end in your mouth, Mocha, and take a bite of that.
Look at this. Okay.
Okay, take a bite of that.
Oh, God, that's bad.
Okay, Mocha's in there now. How's that, Mocha? Isn't that good? Because when you put it in your mouth, you expect meat to be in there, right? So what is it like when you put that sort of shape in your mouth and there's no meat in it, just fries?
It's just wrapping.
Yeah. Like, do you feel like you're missing meat?
Yeah.
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 I imagine you would.
I don't like it.
No. Like, even a slice of bologna or something like that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah?
Because weird.
The problem is that the French fries blend in with the bread, so I feel like I'm just eating bread with hot sauce.
Right.
Yeah.
But which is a superior chip sandwich, though? More South Africa or London?
London.
London. Okay, wow.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Do you eat bananas?
Do what?
Do you eat bananas?
I love bananas.
You know bananas.
Yeah.
Ask Maury to bring in two bananas today. Maury, can you go get the bananas?
Yeah.
I saw Maury eating a banana yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Wait, why were you watching Maury eat a banana?
I don't know. I was fascinated by it.
Okay.
I looked over and Roz looked like he honestly saw like a dead person.
No, okay. Let me show. Okay, I'm going to do this right now. Give me one of those bananas, please, Maury. Don't open your banana. Okay, I'm going to hand this banana to Mocha.
By the way, these are organic?
Okay.
Carrots.
Excuse me. Okay, I'm going to hand this banana to you. Anybody else? I'm not a banana eater. The sight and sound of somebody eating a banana is just the best, the most revolting thing in the world to me.
Oh, does it freak you out when I eat bananas in here in the morning?
Disgusting.
Should I not eat bananas in here in the morning?
Ross once banned me from eating bananas in this room. Yeah. Remember that? You told me I was not allowed.
Okay, so I see Maury yesterday eating a banana, and his technique is like no technique I've ever seen before when somebody eats a banana. So imagine this, okay, if you're listening to this right now. So Mocha, open the banana as you would.
Okay.
But only peel that first part down about halfway down the banana.
Okay.
Okay. So you're opening it and then peel that part down about halfway down the banana. Okay. Go halfway down the banana. Okay. Stop. Stop. Now, grab the other half of the peel and peel that down to the exact same way.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the way that Maury ate a banana, most people at this point would just hold the bottom of the banana and eat the banana.
Yeah.
The way Maury was eating a banana, he wasn't eating it so much as he was feeding it to himself. So okay, here's what I need you to do right now. In one hand, see the floppy parts of the peel?
Yeah.
In one hand, grab one end of that floppy part of the peel.
Okay.
Right? That's the one over here. That one over there. This one.
This one?
The other one.
This one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Now, with the other hand, grab this flappy part of the peel and balance the peel. This one over here. The one, that one right there. Now, balance the peel like that.
Like I'm holding up a t-shirt?
Like you're holding a t-shirt. Okay. Now, so you're not holding the bottom of the banana. You're holding the two pieces of peel that have been turned down. So the banana is balancing in the middle and wiggling around in front of your face. Okay. Now, hold on. Maury, can you film this, please? Okay, so.
No, son, I'm legit crying right now.
I know. I need you to get back in front of your microphone. Don't shoot it that way, Maury. I'll never. There you go. Okay, so the way that Maury was eating a banana was he peeled the banana down, and instead of holding the stump of the banana, he held the two ends of the peel that were peeled down so that the banana is wiggling in front of his face.
Yeah,
and as the
peel's splitting open.
Okay, go. So as the banana was wiggling in front of his face, he was moving his head around to try and catch it in between his mouth. So this is how Maury was eating a banana. So try and eat it this way. Okay, try and eat the banana this way. Okay, spread it open more so you get a better wiggle, because Maury's was wiggling like crazy. It was hitting him in his bottom of his chin and everything.
Hold on.
Okay. Oh, it sounds so gross. Eating a banana is disgusting. Now pull that one down a little bit. Okay. Oh, now you gotta grab the other one.
The peel.
But I'm saying I've never seen somebody eat a banana this way before.
Why don't you just hold the bottom of the banana, Maury?
So try and feed it to yourself. See what I mean when I said he wasn't eating a banana so much as he was feeding it to himself?
Yeah.
Okay. Now peel it down a little bit more. Get that part. Don't let it go. Oh!
The bananas are falling brown. Don't eat a banana that way.
Anyway, it was just about the funniest thing I've ever seen. Maury, you can feel free to eat your banana now, too.
Okay.
Okay, but you need to eat it the same way. See what I mean? But you see how good Maury is at it?
That's so weird.
Right?
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
We've asked Maury to show up to work today again with the funnel.
Oh, no. This damn thing
smells. And so far, it's a regular beer funnel that college kids would use. Maury made it himself out of parts that he got at Canadian Tire.
Rainbow duct tape.
And in the past, he's funneled a straight up beer.
Yep.
He's funneled
KFC chicken gravy.
KFC a chicken gravy. A 7-Eleven Slurpee.
That was a celebration.
Chocolate milk.
That's right. And 2 liters of chocolate milk.
Yeah. Gross. Oh.
So today, Maury, your funnel is here today, and we've asked you to bring it. And because today you're going to be funneling good old fashioned eggnog.
Oh no! And that's so thick.
Oh, God.
So thick.
Now I am a huge fan of eggnog.
You are.
I'm a huge fan of eggnog. This time of year, I wait for these things to come out. I love eggnog.
Right. Okay.
I don't put rum in it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird. And Maury's also got a costume. He's got a super tight red T-shirt.
Got red T-shirt.
Red T-shirt.
Got myself the Santa hat.
He has a Santa
with a tiara
hat.
Built in.
Right. It literally is.
I got
it's a Santa hat with
elf,
a tiara.
The flashing reindeer nose.
So hold on here. You're Santa and Rudolph all in one with the flashing reindeer nose.
I saw the flashing nose. I had to buy it.
Okay, cool.
I got myself
a Santa beard.
Santa beard.
That's not a Santa beard.
Well, okay. Truth be told,
a dirty gray beard.
That's a dirty gray beard.
No, truth be told, the Santa beards were like $50.
Right.
This one was $10.
Okay.
It's Angry Sailor.
Perfect. Perfect. And you got your Christmas pajamas on.
Yeah, so I got boxers with balls on them.
Okay, good.
And my red shirt.
Okay, good. So, damn it, Sailor. So, we are going to take a break. We're going to get set up with the funnel. When we come back, you're going to be in full costume, and you're going to be funneling a full carton of eggnog.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
All right, good. It's funnel time.
Oh, it's going to be so gross. Now, Maury is on his knees in front of me right now. Shut up. Happy holidays, buddy. Wearing a super tight red t-shirt, Christmas boxers. The Santa beard was too expensive, so Maury got the nasty sailor beard, which is dirty and gray.
Yeah, it's not white at all.
It's not white at all. A blinking Rudolph nose and a Santa hat with a tiara on it.
Can you see the tiara?
Yes, you can see the tiara. Okay, I'm shaking the eggnog right now. And what is that there?
Oh, a cinnamon, because I always put cinnamon on top.
Oh, God.
So can you please sprinkle some cinnamon on top?
Oh, God. Okay, so I'm going to shake up this eggnog.
So you'll pour the eggnog into the funnel, and I will dab a little bit of cinnamon on top.
Okay, good. Okay, Maury, where's the funnel?
Behind you?
The most important thing. Hold on.
I handed it to you. Check your count, your table.
I don't have that.
Yeah, where is it?
I haven't moved.
There, chair.
Oh. Like, I literally have not moved. Your light went out.
Okay, Maury. So, as a refresher here on the funnel, okay? You hold the hose. Put your finger over the hole in the tip. I'm going to take the big part, and I have to keep this below the top of the hose, okay? So if you start moving, wiggling on this hose around everywhere, it's just all going to come shooting out.
Well, when do I put it in my mouth?
Okay, I'll tell you when to put it in your mouth. So
that's what she said.
Put your finger on it. Put your finger on it.
Thank God I can't smell it.
Okay. I'm opening the eggnog right now.
Oh, no.
This is going to be so disgusting. I've never seen anybody funnel eggnog before.
Don't forget the cinnamon.
We will, dude. Chill. Okay, more. So keep that part up.
Okay.
Okay. So right now, I am pouring. Oh, it's so thick.
It's all lumpy. Oh,
did you shake it?
Legit looks like motor oil.
Okay.
It's the exact same consistency.
Okay, sprinkle cinnamon.
Okay. Mocha, you want to come over here and sprinkle some cinnamon? Okay.
Beard hair in my mouth.
That's okay. Yeah, there you go. There's a little cinnamon.
Just dab some in.
Okay, there we go. Good.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay, more. Now, put the hose in your mouth. Oh.
Why is it bubbling?
It's okay. Put the hose in your mouth. All the way in. Mm-hmm. All the way in. Okay, Maury has the funnel hose in his mouth. Maury, are you ready?
Yeah.
Mocha, are you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, funnel.
Chug!
Oh my God!
Chug,
oh my God!
Chug.
He's totally doing it,
dude!
You may have found your thing, Maury. They say everybody's got a thing. Yours might be.
Oh God! It was like thick cream in my throat.
You got eggnog on your nose.
I'm good.
You gotta keep that out. Go! Put it in your mouth. You gotta put it in your mouth. Ready? Finish this off, Maury.
Go.
Here you go, buddy.
Top there.
Oh no!
There we go. Finish that off.
All right, I just had to get past the lump burp in my throat.
Ew!
There's a lump burp. Ew. What is a lump burp?
How do you feel? How do you feel?
It's like kind of like you overcome the burp.
Ew. Okay. Wait, Maury, how do you feel right now?
Festive.
Okay, wow, I cannot believe you're actually chugging. Funneling an entire liter of eggnog. Okay, back in it goes.
Oh, God.
What?
Sweats.
Okay. Okay, go. Now you got me wheezing.
Okay.
Shh. Okay. Oh, man.
Put the rest in. Okay. Oh.
How's your belly, Maury? How's your belly? This is the last of it coming up.
Oh,
can you do it?
It's the last one.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Last one,
go,
buddy.
Go, go, last go, one. Go.
Oh, I have to go.
Yeah.
Mm.
Last one. Here we go. This is Maury's last swig here. I've just topped up the funnel with the last of the liter of eggnog. The funnel's getting lighter. The funnel's getting lighter. Maury's belly is expanding to like an whoa, you're done. You did it.
Oh, God. Something's coming up. Something's coming up.
How do you feel?
I feel fantastic. I feel fantastic. That may be my favorite funneling.
Oh, wait. Wait, give it a second. Hold on, give it a second.
You okay?
Yeah, it's just like there's a lot of bumps going on in there.
What do you feel like inside your stomach? What does it feel like? Can you describe it?
I feel like there's like something attaching itself to my heart.
Okay. Does it feel like it needs to get out of there?
Fast.
Okay. Happy holidays, Maury.
Merry Christmas, okay. Everyone.
Oh, got the hiccups.
You look like a garden gnome
listen to this.
Oh, I farted.
Ew!
Oh, it's coming out of me every direction. I don't know what's going on. Oh, God. Ho, ho, ho. We're good.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Smells in here.
It sure does. It is a bun with Cheese Whiz, pate, and pickles.
Can I just say that this liverwurst pate in its sack looks so gross?
Oh, so you got the tubi pate.
Oh,
like
no.
It's in that sort of that sack thing.
And then so when you slice that open, it's all just going to come squishing out.
That's what she's like when this is surgery.
So we will add this. Okay.
It looks like you're slicing the casing of a sausage.
And actually,
God help me.
Okay. What I had said, my concern with this is that, you know, pate on its own, whatever, people are sort of fine with it. Pickles, fine with it. A bun, no problem. Cheese Whiz, no problem. My concern is the aesthetics of it, because I'm worried that once you start mixing Cheese Whiz with pate, that visually it is going to look so vile that it may affect your, like, psychologically you may not be able to eat
this. Psychologically the pate reminds me of funeral food because it's what's on the platters.
Okay,
so this tastes like smells
it
funeral.
Tastes like a funeral. Don't eat anything. Maury, no Cheese Whiz first.
Cheese Whiz first.
Yes.
What does the pate smell like?
Funerals.
Let me see.
Yeah, give that a smell, Mocha. Do you like pate? I don't even know if you've ever had pate.
You know what pate is, right? Spreadable meat.
Yeah, if I had to take a guess. Okay, not too much though. Okay, yeah. So Maury right now is going Cheese Whiz on one side of the bun.
Bottom
side of the bun. Okay. And then, do pate now on the top side.
Pate on the top.
Pate on the top.
Oh my God. I can't believe this.
Oh, it really smells like.
Okay. Yeah, that pate is thick, huh?
Oh.
Okay, now fire some pickles right in the middle there.
Okay. And I got the sandwich pickles, so they're already cut up.
No, good for you. See, here's my thing with pickle and why I don't think that pickles should automatically come on anything like a burger. If I go to a burger place and they automatically put pickles on it, I send it back. Because the pickle is so overpowering that even if you don't like pickles and you pull a pickle off, everything still tastes like pickle.
Yeah.
Okay, Maury, so close it up.
Enough of everything? Are you satisfied?
I'm satisfied if you're satisfied.
Well, I just don't know if you think it needs more meat.
No. I think you're good. Okay, so close that up right there.
And it's in a Kaiser.
Okay, it's in a Kaiser. So down the hatch, this is the Debbie named after Lisa's mom. Go
First
ahead.
First off, the smell.
Yeah.
It smells like cheesy meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
You shouldn't know what that smells like. How is that?
It starts off fabulous, but then the meat comes into effect and ruins the whole awesome flavor you're eating. Because the cheese and pickle, that's okay.
Yeah.
Then the meat introduces itself to you, and then you're like, we're done.
Right. Hey, I'm meat.
You know what the problem is? It's not the meat and the cheese. It's the meat and the pickle juice.
Really?
That's where we have a problem. Meat with pickle juice. Again. Awesome.
Yeah.
Hi, it's meat.
Right. Hi, meat again.
And then it's just like, do you know what wet meat tastes like?
Give me a circumstance, Maury. Give us right now that we would know. Give me a situation of where we would have had either to be forced to eat or just choose to enjoy wet meat.
like a meat sandwich outside in the rain?
Like...
I was really going to say, when you're alone outside in the rain eating a sandwich.
No, that doesn't happen often.
So I have a question about this sandwich, the
Do
Debbie.
It again.
Which is Cheese Whiz
yeah.
and pickles Ooh. And liver pate.
Yeah.
Liverwurst, yeah.
In, inside of a bun.
Yeah.
Is there an aftertaste?
Yes.
What's the aftertaste?
Meat.
Mocha.
Oh, really?
Would you like to try this, Mocha? Save a little bit. Let Mocha bite the back end. Yeah, you can. You can do this. You can do this. Yes, you can. 100%. You usually dip in and try the stuff that Maury's trying.
I know, but this one, I don't know.
I think you can do this. I think you can do this. Just spit it out. Spit in the bag if you don't like it. Because your opinion, because sometimes Maury really does quite enjoy like gross food. Okay, just take a bite of the, turn it around and take a bite of the back end.
Okay, so right off the bat, it really does just smell like pickles.
Okay.
That's all I smell right now.
Okay, so take a big bite of the back end right there. Okay, Mocha's in there. Oh, that's a good hearty bite. Good for you. What a champion.
Okay, so...
Yeah?
Did the meat introduce itself?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So at first I tasted...
I told you.
So at first I tasted some pickles and then the cheese whiz.
Yeah.
And by about the fourth bite...
Yeah.
I tasted some meat.
Yeah.
And it's so bad.
It's so bad.
I can't...
You can't do it.
Oh, not in the see-through bag?
Okay, so... Okay, so this is why the men in Lisa's family cannot eat this.
God.
Damn it, Maury's going to finish this. Maury, enjoy your lunch.
But was I right? The meat sneaks up on you?
Yeah, it really does.
All right, so that was my request. If you have anything in your family, because families do weird stuff with food, man. If you have anything that the weird or disgusting food combination that you've actually seen somebody eat, feel free to give us a call at 416-870-8888. And always, and Maury, I'm sure, will be happy to try.
I'm just eating pickles on his arm.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Hi.
I'm in LA over the weekend, and I spent so much time alone that I get lost in, I get lost in the tubes. I just
man.
YouTube.
I know what you mean.
And
what, you found me?
No, I watched a video of a 2-year-old smoking a cigarette in China. I watched people trying to figure out what ate a 9-foot shark. And then I needed to cleanse my palate, so I watched my favorite videos, which are babies eating lemons. And then babies eating lemons, which is my favorite thing to watch.
Hang on. When you started watching, before you got lost, what were you looking up originally? Or did you just go to YouTube and just randomly clicked on whatever was on the home screen?
I let the tubes take me where the tubes take me.
Okay. And then you clicked on like related on the side?
Yeah, just whatever came up.
Sure.
And then I was watching babies eating lemons.
Because
when I had a kid, I was like, I can't wait for the day that I can give her a tiny little bit of lemon. Because babies making lemon face is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, totally.
And then I watched an adult eating lemons.
Yeah.
It was a guy... And I was so fascinated with this, I watched it like 3 times.
Okay.
It was a guy who ate 3 lemons.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds not very entertaining, but watching a guy eat 3 lemons, and when I say eat 3 lemons, he ate them like an apple. So,
really?
Yeah. So,
that's
like,
disgusting.
So, like,
so
peel. Everything. He was, and that's the thing about a lemon is that they're so violent, right?
Yeah.
Like a lemon is a really, really violent. I don't know how you still see them everywhere. A lemon is a very, very violent citrus.
So did he start like sideways and he just
Right at the top.
At the top?
Yeah, right at the top. Seeds and all. And I was so fascinated with watching somebody attack a lemon. And
I'm not eating a lemon.
Why not?
Because I don't want to eat a lemon.
Would you eat a lemon?
Not with the seeds and the peel.
Would you try? If I brought in a lemon, would you, Maury, try at least?
I could have a violent allergic attack.
What, to what? Lemon?
I don't know. I've never eaten a lemon before. Like, I've sprinkled it on fish.
Yeah, but you've never taken a bite of a lemon.
Like, can you squeeze it into my mouth, or do I have to eat the seeds?
No, you need to take a bite, because the thing is, the lemon, you don't realize, like, how violent the lemon is. And
have you ever thought of just doing yourself and looking in a mirror?
No, I want you to do it. What's the fun of having you on the show if I can't get you to eat a lemon?
I'm your monkey?
No, you're not my monkey.
Well, can you take the peel off?
Not my monkey. No, the whole point about eating a lemon is you have to eat everything involved because as violent as the inside of a lemon is, if anybody's ever tasted the outside of a lemon, it's even more violent.
But you're telling me something's violent and I'm supposed to be like, okay.
No, not, you know, it's still a food, Maury. You put it on fish, you do everything else with it.
Yeah, but do you notice they don't sell it
with
the fruits?
If I bring in a lemon, will you at least take a couple bites and try? It's fascinating to see. I'm telling you.
You give me $2.
If I give you $2.
You give me $2, I'll do it.
Okay.
$2 per bite.
Okay, give daddy his purse.
Oh, snap.
Hand me my purse, please. Thank you.
Wait, you don't have the lemon in there?
Oh, I do, yeah. What, you think I didn't come to school prepared today, Moore?
The man came prepared.
So there's a lemon right there.
Where's my money?
What's that, Mocha? Do you have $2? Come on, man. I brought the lemon.
That's fine.
Okay.
You need to tell me these things too.
I thought this morning. Okay, so this is Maury going to eat a whole lemon. Now you have
no,
to,
I'm not eating a whole lemon. I thought you were taking a bite. I'm not eating the whole thing. You're going to do no as much as you can.
Because I'll tell you what he did when I'm watching this video. What the guy did was it was all about.
Are you going to film me? I want to be a YouTube star.
Yeah, Mocha will film me. It was all about speed. Right? It was all about speed. Like it was one bite, 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 what? Like until it was all done. Like you can't take a bite and then and savor it. Like if you're going to eat a lemon.
You take a bite and you chew.
No, I'm telling you.
Like when I eat an apple, I take a bite and I savor that bite.
Listen, I'm telling you. Okay, so here's your lemon. Okay. So Mocha, get your camera ready here. Why not? What's the matter?
Because like humans don't do this.
What do you mean humans don't eat lemons?
He just said a guy on YouTube did it.
You hold on 1 second. You hold on 1 second.
I'm going to get it on my shirt.
You're not going to get it on your
Did
shirt.
You bring a smock?
Lean over. Just more. Stop. This is funny enough. You don't need to do comedy.
No, but I need a smock.
No, this is. It's funny enough. You don't need to do comedy. Okay, so hold on. No, wait. No. Big. I'm telling you, Maury, the only way to do this.
Okay, hang on. Can you
have to do a big bite
water?
like it's an apple.
I need water.
Just come on. No, just wait. Are you ready? Are you filming, Mocha?
Yeah.
Okay, so big. I'm telling you, giant bite, Maury. Giant bite.
I'm already hurling.
Okay, giant bite.
I don't know, man.
Do on the side. Do on the side. Do on the side. Big bite.
I can't get my teeth through the skin.
Big bite. Big bite. Okay, big bite. Bite it.
I can't get my teeth
through. For
God's
sake. Use your. Okay. This is what I wanted to do.
Ooh, on my tongue.
Okay. Just take a huge bite. Just bite once.
Dude, I didn't even get it through and just the citrus on my tongue is tingling.
Okay. Just bite one big giant bite for me. You can do this.
Dude, I'm trying.
You can do this.
I can't do it.
You got to be able to take one bite. Try with the sides of your teeth.
I'm going to start it off.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. Now, get in there and bite that.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Get in there and bite.
Maury, come on, bro.
Come on, bro. Come on. You're going to be a YouTube star.
Ew.
Maury.
It's not that bad.
It's that bad.
Right? Lemon is violent. Right? Lemon is violent.
Who invented that crap?
Take another bite.
Come on, try one more. Try one more. We're running out of time here.
Ew. Dripping down his...
You can do it. Now, this is the thing. It's all about speed at this point. You already have the taste for it. It's all about speed. Just keep chomping. Keep chomping. Keep chomping. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's what the guy did.
Ooh, I can't. Ooh. It's like laundry detergent in my mouth.
Anyway, so now what we've done is the next time there's a guy in a hotel room and he's searching around getting lost in the tubes, he will then have two videos of grown men eating whole lemons to choose from.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The last time we went down this road, there was a thread on Reddit and it was simply, what is the grossest combination of food you've ever seen someone actually eat? Maury prepared a lot of them and went through them. And shockingly, some of them were great because a lot of them are just mixing sweet with sour, or yeah. And there was food combinations that actually sort of worked. Some of them did not. Canned asparagus and mayo.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
Pasta and brown sugar.
Not so bad.
Ketchup and Coke.
That was fine.
Pepper on ice cream.
Disgusting.
Goldfish with milk.
Not so bad.
The list has continued now, and Maury's brought a lot of the stuff into that he wanted to try today. Okay, so first up will be Doritos and Mountain Dew. And the way that I saw somebody do this was they ate Doritos and Mountain Dew, but the Doritos were crushed up. So it was almost like, think of it as a breakfast cereal. So just give them a crush. Not, you don't have to like turn them into dust, but just, I think, spoon size.
Like Cheerio size.
Okay. Yeah, like Cheerio size.
Okay.
And Maury's got a giant 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew.
They didn't have a small one.
That's okay, man. Go big or go home, Maury. Oh, listen to that. I haven't heard that sound in forever. Opening a big giant 2-liter can of soda like that. Okay.
Oh, it's fizzing up like pop.
Well, yeah, well, because it is. Give this a try.
No.
Oh, God. It looks so gross.
Oh, my God.
How is it?
It literally tastes like socks.
Are you serious?
It literally tastes like salt. I'm not making that up.
Meanwhile, tastes like salt.
Meanwhile, you're going for spoon number two.
I know. It's for science.
I can't seem in a world where I take a bite of something and I go, oh my God, that really tastes like socks. Hold on, let me have another. Are you okay?
It went up my nose.
So I'll give you a choice here. And Mocha, if you want to try any of this, feel free. Next up, somebody said that they saw this, a combination of somebody actually eat this. It's a beef OXO cube sprinkled on a slice of orange. Or vanilla ice cream and soy sauce.
Oh, you mean we can choose between the two?
Do the orange one.
Okay, so it's a beef OXO cube. Now, these are highly concentrated.
So then I crush the OXO
Crush the OXO up into a dust if you can. And sometimes, you know, like when you're seasoning a steak, if there's some on the plate, flip the piece of orange over and just squish it around on the actual plate. Get it all nice and worked in there. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so this is a beef OXO cube sprinkled on an orange. Yeah, Maury, go ahead with that.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
What?
It tastes like sweet beef. Sweet meat. It's like sweet meat.
You know what?
That is not a good aftertaste.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was a little curious, but not.
Okay, go for it, Mocha. If you want to try, there's another piece there. Don't think you're done. We have lots.
Yeah.
Okay, Mocha's walking over right now. Again, the grossest food combinations you've actually seen someone eat, not just made up stuff. How does it smell?
It literally smells like beef and orange.
Like, I think Maury just nailed it. Why on earth would you smell it before you put it in your mouth?
That's what she said.
Oh my God, Mocha's dying right now.
Spit it in the cereal.
You know when somebody puts something in their mouth that is so terrible that they start waving their hand in front of their mouth? How is it?
This may actually be the grossest thing I've ever tried.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm really bad.
Is it? Okay.
My hands are watering.
That's not the worst.
Okay, and finally, when you start talking to the meatheads is where you find the real sort of gems of the what's the grossest food combinations you've ever seen somebody eat. The guys who work out a lot and are super protein heavy, this is one that somebody made regularly. One can of tuna, one cup of milk, half a cup of grapefruit juice, and 2 to 3 egg whites.
Oh, come on. No. Blender. That sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
That really sounds gross. So, is that what you're going to drink, Maury?
I have no choice.
Okay, so Maury has the... I wouldn't put the whole can in there. So Maury's got the magic bullet here.
And okay, then next
on the list was... milk.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, perfect.
God.
And then grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit?
Yeah.
Organic?
Yeah. Oh, good for you, Maury. I like the health first, man.
What was next?
Egg whites. Okay, stop. There we go. That's about 2 to 3.
What's that?
That's about 2 to 3. That's it, Maury. Now blend and enjoy.
Okay.
Again, this is one can of tuna, one cup of milk, half a cup of grapefruit juice, and 2 to 3 white eggs. Okay, Maury, you're done.
How's it smell?
Yeah, okay, go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it, Maury.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, my God, that's disgusting. It tastes like fishy egg.
So why are you going for sip number two?
I don't know.
Okay, have another sip. Have another sip to confirm that you don't like it, because you looked like you were on the fence just then.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, and the grapefruit juice does not help. Oh, man, it's like real. It's really, really gross.
Gee, what would make you think that a can of tuna, a cup of milk, a half cup of grapefruit juice, and 2 to 3 white eggs would be really, really gross?
I don't know.
He's going in for sip number again.
What is that, like number 3 or 4? Ew!
It's like, oh, the grapefruit and tuna don't work well together. They're not friends.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
We were talking yesterday about, I guess, like comfort food and foods that help you sleep and snacks and everybody's own weirdo little habits. And Maury, you had said that if you need help falling asleep, you go for food.
Always.
Okay. If you also have trouble dealing with work, you go for food. If you have trouble with your family, you go for food. If you have trouble with that, you go for food.
If you're hungry, you go for food.
Okay. So your snack of choice was rather particular, because your snack of choice was a slice of apple, peanut butter, a piece of egg on it, and then cheese, all sort of in one bite.
Yeah.
And so you have everything here today.
I did. I brought it in. Okay. I have my apple, which I will put into slices.
Okay. Oh, wow. Just like that, huh?
Yeah.
You got one of those little, as seen on TV, apple slicers?
Yeah, this is my apple slicer.
Look at that.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Can I tell you, though?
Yeah.
This thing?
Yeah.
We got the same one at home?
Yeah.
Bomb.
Is it
Love
great?
It.
Oh. What's that thing called?
An apple slicer.
Oh, okay. So, okay, never mind that.
Right. You think it had a fancy name?
Well, why wouldn't it have a fancy name?
Yeah, this is the bomb.
Okay, so Maury, make your snack the way you normally would.
Okay, and then my egg, I have an egg slicer. Okay. Equally as cool.
Hold on, let's see.
Okay, so Maury has the egg slicer with all the little piano wires on it that just slices down through an egg. Okay, cool. I get that. Oh, look at that. Perfectly sliced. I don't like my eggs that thinly sliced, though.
Why?
I don't know. It's something about it. They're hard to handle. It falls apart on me.
Okay.
So Maury's going to... So what do you do now? You take a piece of apple.
Piece of apple.
Okay.
Grab a slice of... and I have to open up the peanut butter.
Okay. Okay, so you get a piece of apple, peanut butter with a spoon.
And if you're doing this at home, smooth peanut butter.
Okay. So... What are you doing?
Oh, Maury! You're eating that one, though.
Why?
So you're taking...
Because you just took your big, fat, dirty thumb and he scooped the peanut butter off of the spoon onto the...
Okay, so hold that up to the camera there, Maury. You've made a stack. So it's apple on the bottom, then a thick layer of peanut butter, then a slice of hard-boiled egg, then a piece of cheddar cheese on top.
And you put the peanut butter in between so it sort of holds. It's the glue.
Yes. Okay. So now what do you... Now
I'm
going
to feed it to Mocha.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
How are we supposed to eat this?
Yeah. Try it.
Okay.
Try it. You have to put the whole thing in there too, because I don't think you're going to be able to bite it.
So open wide so I can stick it in.
Yeah. Open up. Okay. There you go. How's that, Mocha?
And be honest, it's great.
So far.
You just got the egg, huh?
Yeah. I ate the shoe.
Yeah. You just got that egg. How is it right now? So this is apple, peanut butter, egg, and cheese.
Did you want one?
No, Maury, I'm good. Yeah. How is it?
This is so gross.
Is it?
I can't even talk. My mouth is so dry.
I know. Just the idea of how putting a piece of cheese with peanut butter and a egg in your mouth is like, you might as well have a sponge in there.
Dude. The peanut butter, the egg, and the cheese is like drying. It's like even sucking all the moisture from the apple.
You look like your tongue got swole, like you got stung by a bee, and you sound like you have a big swollen tongue.
I don't like this
you
at
don't,
all.
Huh?
No.
Maury, have you eaten your piece yet?
I just had three while he's talking.
How is that? So would you recommend that?
Never.
Never.
No.
Maury, what do you call that? Is there a name for it?
No, I have not named this yet.
Maybe you should.
I would call it...
Why don't we leave it up to the people?
Sure.
Okay, Mocha, your name for it would be what? Garbage, I assume, right?
Totally gross. Never again.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Man, I love the smell of pizza.
Yeah, so... Oh, my God. I'm so in love with this. LaManna's Bakery. We'll give the address here because it's very important, because this is one of a kind stuff. 6758 Kingston Road. Now, they
out in Scarborough.
They went viral because they make what very well could be the largest single slice of pizza in the history of history. It's 50 pieces of pepperoni. It's 5.5 pounds of dough.
Wow.
5.5 pounds of dough.
And delicious dough.
5 cups of sauce delicious and 3 cups of cheese. But again, it's one giant slice of pizza. And they and it's called, Maury, did you name this?
I gave them the name.
You gave them the name. And the name is what?
The Big Lamanna.
The Big Lamanna.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, and like, seriously, this, it's as long as a leg. this slice of pizza.
It really is.
It really is. Okay, so Maury, if you would please
take it out of the box.
Yeah, just open the box.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Right? That is one single slice of pizza.
That looks so delicious.
They said that nobody has been able to finish it. So Maury, please grab
until
it.
Until now. Okay.
Okay.
So Maury's gonna attempt now.
I'm gonna take this out. Can you close the box when I take it out?
Yeah.
They said that the closest somebody has got to finishing this giant slice of pizza, the Big Lamanna, is about halfway, and it took the guy an hour.
Well, we don't have an hour. Okay, basically what it looks like is an extra large pizza that they've just made into one giant triangle. Yeah.
Are we doing this?
Yeah. Like no, right now? Maury, we're not.
Okay, here we go.
No, Maury, you got to pick the whole thing up.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, this is so good.
Is it?
It is fantastic.
It's good pizza?
I love pizza.
Okay. Why are you making that sound? It's so weird, dude.
It's so good.
So okay. just so you know, David Maury, just so you know, you're just over 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh. Am I halfway?
Not even close.
You've had like, you're on like bite number 6. Honestly, Maury, you haven't made a dent in this thing.
That's so good.
You didn't even get any pepperoni in that bite, Maury.
I know. There's 50 pieces on that.
Hey, Maury, sometimes it's easier when you're eating a big slice of pizza if you fold it in half.
Can I tell you, that's my favorite way to eat a slice of pizza?
So maybe try and fold it. Okay, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now pick. Okay, it just. Maury just folded it like a duvet.
You really did. Okay, all right, now take a big bite, Maury. Come on, I believe in you, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, I've never tasted something so good.
Maury, it looks like Maury's eating a carpet that it's rolled up. That's how big this slice of pizza is.
Oh my God, dude. How do you feel right now, Maury?
I'm so ready for numb.
Okay. You're what? Sorry again?
I'm so ready for numb.
You're so. Reading. Okay, you're so waiting. So
ready.
Reading. I'm
ready for
still.
A nap.
I'm still reading a map? What does it sound like?
I'm ready for a nap.
Oh, you're ready for a nap. Oh. Okay.
I can feel the meat going down.
Yes. And again, this is the, is it the world's largest slice of pizza? Do we know this at all? I don't know, but it's the biggest slice of pizza I've ever seen. It's Lamanna Bakery, and they were famous for this because it went viral, just this giant single slice of pizza they make that's 5.5 pounds. 5.5 pounds of dough on one slice of pizza.
50 pieces of pepperoni, 5 cups of sauce, 3 cups of cheese. It's
okay.
2 feet, 2 inches long.
All right. Okay, Maury's sounding like a drunk hobo right now.
I don't know, man. Okay. I think before things get even worse, I think you should probably stop, dude. Just
pause for 1 second. Let me enjoy listening to this.
I don't know. It looked like a piece of the slice just came up. Are you okay?
I think somebody needed.
Sorry, what? You need a needle.
Somebody needs to give me a pelvic thrust.
A pelvic thrust. That's the Heimlich.
The Heimlich maneuver.
Not the pelvic thrust.
Okay. I think you should stop, dude. Okay. You're gonna hurt yourself. Okay, listen. I'm gonna pick up the phone. I'm gonna dial 9-1, and then you point to me if you want me to hit. I'm pointing already. All right. Ew.
Okay.
Gross.
How was it, Mar?
Oh God, it's so good.
So again, that is the Big LaManna giant pizza slice from LaManna's Bakery out in Scarborough, 6758 Kingston Road. There damn it, Mort. Again, point if you want me to hit that last one on 911.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So it is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Maury, get your funnel.
Oh no!
Yeah, we've done this a lot, and it started off very simply, which was that Maury had never actually funneled a beer, just like an old school beer bong. And then after the beer funnel came
KFC gravy.
KFC chicken gravy, and then it was
slushy,
7-Eleven slushy to celebrate summertime,
chocolate milk.
Oh, and 2 liters of chocolate milk.
And then the latest prior to this one was at Christmas time. Oh, it was God. Eggnog.
That's right,
thick, creamy eggnog.
2 liters of eggnog that Maury funneled. And it's St. Patrick's Day, so how else can we celebrate St. Patrick's Day other than having Maury funnel 1, 2, 3? We have here Shamrock Shakes from McDonald's. I don't even know if these are going to go through the tube. They may be too thick.
Ew.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, here we go.
Dippity-dippity-doo.
Damn it, Maury is on his knees.
Oh.
In front of me. wearing... Excuse me. I'm all choked up. Maury's dressed like a leprechaun. Flip your necklace around. Maury's dressed like a leprechaun. He's got a big flashy leprechaun hat, a orange beard, shamrock glasses, a big bow tie, leprechaun outfit, and a gangster bling chain that reads Irish Princess in green rhinestones.
I feel like I look like Elton John.
All right. So
funneling is always one of the funniest things and best things we do on the Roz and Mocha Show. And as we said in the past, we've done KFC chicken gravy, straight up beer, chocolate milk, eggnog.
Slurpee. Yeah.
So the way that the... oh, my God. Ow.
All right.
That far. Yeah, I tried to bend down to get the funnel. So it is a regular beer funnel that Maury has constructed out of parts that he found at Canadian Tire, which is a funnel, a piece of hose, and rainbow tape. Now, I'm trying to think of on the inside here.
Is there mold?
There's dirt.
Yeah, well, I don't
know. Well, it's dried out chocolate milk.
Yeah, it's dried up chocolate milk on the inside.
And gravy. There's bits of gravy.
Hold on a second.
There's bits of gravy.
But we did chocolate milk, and then we did eggnog. So for the chocolate milk to still last in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's so gross.
So inside this tube that I'm looking at right now, there's rings that go down the tube that look like it's a combination of KFC chicken gravy, chocolate milk, and eggnog.
Well, it's not brown clumps. It'll still be able to go through.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
No problem. Okay. All right. Are we ready to funnel?
If you have no problem with it, I have no problem with it.
Shout out to McDonald's for hooking us up with these shamrock shakes.
You got to lift your end of the hose up. No, up. Just keep it up. Yeah, just like that. Because the way this works is gravity. So you're going to put that in your mouth. Once I lift this up over my head, that's when you start funneling. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I am... I don't even know...
Is that going to go through?
Oh, yes, it will, 100%.
Oh, I love mint, by the way.
Okay. Is that what these taste like, mint?
Yeah, it's a shamrock shake, apparently, that it's mint.
Maury, you got to hold that up, dude.
I'm holding it up.
Okay.
Oh, my God, why is it bubbling?
Okay, wow.
Is it bubbling?
Yeah, it's bubbling a bit.
Oh, no.
Okay, Maury, so put that end of the hose in your mouth. Okay, so Maury has the end of the funnel hose in his mouth. Now, the way this works is I will lift the funnel up into the air, and as soon as that happens, this shamrock shape from McDonald's is going to go shooting down your throat.
Oh, God.
Okay, Maury, is that funnel all the way in there?
What does the funnel taste like?
It tastes gross. I'm just trying to get rid of some excess saliva.
Oh.
Okay.
Ew!
Okay. Okay, Maury, are you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, funnel.
Ew!
Oh my God.
Ew!
Okay. Wow. I think he may do this. Nope. He didn't. Hose up.
Come on, Maury.
Sorry, it started tasting clumpy.
Ew!
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
It wasn't me.
In.
It was it.
Okay, back in. Finish it up. Oh, God. Oh, the tube is so brown.
Keep drinking, Maury! You got this!
Oh.
Oh. There's like warm bits.
There shouldn't be warm bits. There shouldn't be warm.
It's also, an ice cold shake. Also,
I think it's up my nose.
Ew, oh, keep going, God. Dude. Keep going.
Okay.
Hold that hose up.
Nice and hot. Oh, is this second one?
Yeah, we're going round two.
Oh. Oh my God. That's a fun color of green. Okay.
Okay, Maury, hose in your mouth. Get the hose in your mouth. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Funnel. Up it goes. Oh, God. Okay, he's doing this. This may be your thing, Moore. The Shamrock Shake. Oh, no. Hose up. Okay. How is it? How you feeling?
Pregnant.
How else are you feeling?
I honestly, my stomach is so gurgly.
Get it back in there. You can do this, man. You don't have a lot left.
Come on, damn it, Maury! Okay. Here we go! Chug!
You got this.
Yes, look at that. My God, that...
Oh my God, this is so gross.
That funnel hose is so dirty. Oh, ew! Oh. Did it come out of your nose?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Watching... Oh. It's...
Okay. Sticking it in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what she said. Come on, Maury. Just a little bit to go.
When the green streams start shooting at the sides of his
Come on, Maury, let me see. Yo. Ew. So gross. You okay?
Oh.
Listen, we're consigned for your
I don't know what side it's coming out of.
Okay, ew. Maury, you're all done.
Oh yeah,
you did it.
You did
it. No, you
did it.
What's there's some more here.
I think that's just stuck on the gravy from last year.
Ew.
Oh no! Don't burp. It's not safe yet.
Don't throw up.
Too soon. Too soon. Too soon. Too soon.
It's stuck in my throat.
That's what she said.
There we go.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
I'm so warm and dizzy.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Maury had just over 3 minutes to go find garlic and honey, which you did.
Yes.
The place smells beautiful. Can you... And that is a... So grab a couple of
that
those.
That is a That's big a giant garlic, man.
Garlic.
Well, there's like many cloves that's on here.
Okay. So now pull the skin off it now. So you had said very proudly, Maury, that you would eat 4 cloves of garlic.
Yeah, absolutely.
In order to get better. I hope this works because you've been a pain in the ass all morning. So down the hatch, as Frank said, it is a no. Honey the, after.
No, I thought no, no. Wouldn't you dunk?
No,
eat, dunk,
you don't
eat?
Dunk. No, it's no. Honey then garlic.
Why that's wouldn't you dunk it like an apple?
Because that's exactly what you said. You said that you love garlic.
Yeah.
And you would do. We're doing honey. Or sorry, we're doing garlic, and then we're chasing it with honey. Your words.
Okay. I feel like it would be a lot. Okay.
Those are big cloves of garlic, too.
No.
I feel like I should just throw them all in
once. Down the hatch, all four at once.
Oh,
those
my
are,
God. Are you serious, dude?
Yeah, but because if you do it one at a time, then there's just no point.
Right. Okay. So
Oh, no.
Have you
oh,
done
no.
this before to make yourself to help with a cold or no? You haven't done the garlic and honey?
Usually you would put the garlic in the oven.
Okay. Sure.
Oh, my God. 4 cloves at once?
Yeah, that's what he said.
What's the worst that can happen?
That's what he said. These are his words, not my words.
What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to have to cancel my day plans. Yeah. I'm going to reek after
okay,
this.
Okay, go ahead. All of them.
After this?
All of them. No, go. More.
Come on.
Go.
Start
All
chewing.
Of them. Start chewing.
Oh, no.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. That one just fell out of your mouth.
Oh, wow. No. The garlic's got to go down
garlic
first.
Oh, God. My tongue is numb.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because garlic sort of burns.
No. Ew.
Okay, so
God,
that was...
Maurice.
Okay. Oh.
Ew, that's so gross.
What's the matter?
Spit it all out. Ew.
He's shaking. Is it burning?
Ew! That, you're disgusting. You're probably the most disgusting human being I've ever met.
Maury, talk us through this here. What happened?
I can't talk. It's burning my tongue.
Maury just put the bottle of honey up to his mouth as if he were a baby drinking out of a bottle.
Like, you know when you see hockey players on the bench and they just grab the Gatorade bottle, but they squirt it in their mouth from like a foot and a half away? That's what Maury just did with honey.
Oh, what my
happened?
God.
Maury, what happened?
My tongue just went completely numb and burned.
Yeah.
Like I dunked my tongue in acid.
Okay. But I thought you said
And then my whole face started like swelling up and heating, and now my tears are tearing.
Okay, but I thought you said you could do this, that you'd done this before.
Yeah, but after you cook it, like this was like pure off the tree garlic.
Pure
off the tree garlic. That should be
like a tagline.
The sign in the store.
Oh man,
pure
I think there's drool.
Off the tree garlic. Do you feel better though? How's the cold? That's the most important.
I feel fantastic.
Okay,
thank you.
Good.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I've always encouraged anybody to grab a hobby. Hobbies are something we do when we're kids, and as we get older in life, we sort of drop the hobbies.
Yeah.
And I don't mean stuff like golf. Golf is not a hobby. Golf is an escape. A hobby is not something that you use to get away from the people in your life.
Okay.
A hobby is something that can be done at home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a hobby.
Like drawing.
It's not an escape.
I used to love to draw when I was a kid.
But we lose hobbies. So I've always encouraged Damon Moore to try and come up with some sort of hobby. And I will encourage anybody. Mm-hmm. As an adult, you need something. You need to do something. And Maury has decided to take up pickling.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So Maury's decided to start making his own pickles.
No way.
Yeah. But Maury's ego is so huge.
Oh,
now he's
God.
Convinced that he has created the greatest pickle of all time. And he fancies himself like the new Pickle King of Toronto.
Hang on a second.
Hashtag Pickle King of Toronto.
How long ago did the hashtag Pickle King of Toronto start pickling?
Like a week more?
Oh, if not more.
Like 2 weeks? About 2 weeks. Yeah, come on
really?
In. Yeah, come on in.
So
about 2 weeks ago, Maury started pickling. And,
okay.
And now Maury fancies himself as the Pickle King of Toronto.
I didn't know if this would go well or not. Okay. Give me a chance here because I don't know how you're going to do when you're pickling.
Sometimes.
It's a gamble.
We don't have time to get into the whole deal here, Maury, okay? Sometimes,
all I'm saying
though,
is my pickles will be at the table at Passover.
Okay. He wants to brand them. He wants to sell them. Maury sees this as his ticket out of middle class, his ticket off this show.
I have labels on standby if these are liked.
Okay, so what we have now is, Mocha, we're going to put a blindfold on you.
Oh, no.
Okay, you're going to try Maury's pickle, and then you're going to try store-bought pickle.
Okay.
Okay, one, see if you can tell the difference, and two, give your honest opinion as to which one you think is the better pickle.
Are you a pickle connoisseur? Do you like pickles?
Okay. I wouldn't say I'm a connoisseur, but I do enjoy pickles.
Okay, good. Sure. Okay. Okay, so here we go. Do you want to wear the mask?
Can I just close my eyes?
No, you should wear the okay.
Yeah, you can close your eyes. Your eyes. Okay, Maury, get the pickles here.
All right, I have the pickles.
You want to turn the music off? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so Mocha's going to close his eyes here.
This one is the first one.
Okay, this is pickle number one.
I'm putting the pickle in your hand.
Pickle number one. Maury just put the pickle in Mocha's hand. Mocha's about to eat the pickle. Okay, that's pickle number one. What do you think?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
What's a good pickle?
Like, what's it taste like?
I don't know. It could be a little bit more pickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it salty? Is it sweet? I don't know what kind of pickle that is.
Mm.
Is that a pickle you'd be happy to eat?
I'm taking care of this, Maury. It's okay. I got this. I'm
just trying to participate.
No. Well, he's going back for bite three.
It's all right.
It's a decent pickle.
Yeah.
Not it's not an award-winning pickle.
I wouldn't spend money on a jar.
Oh, you would not spend money on a jar?
No.
Okay.
Like this one is enough.
Okay, let's go to pickle number two.
Okay.
Right, pickle number two. Keep your eyes closed now.
Pickle two.
All right. I'm going to say right now, this pickle is bigger.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
Also, this pickle looks.
You're not supposed to look at it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
But can I just say, just going to say, it doesn't look the best.
Okay. It is. It looks like it's got some city miles on it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So go ahead with pickle number two, Mocha.
Okay. What do you think of that pickle?
I don't like it.
What don't you like about it?
Everything.
Like what?
Really?
What don't you like about it? Talk about it. Okay, Mocha, just spit it out. What don't you like about it? How can a pickle go so bad?
No, give me the other pickle.
Okay, what's wrong with that pickle, though?
It doesn't taste like a pickle.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like so gross.
Like what kind of gross?
Like, just like too much vinegar and I don't even know what else is in it.
Okay, so which one do you think is mine?
That second one, right?
I followed the recipe.
No,
it's not hard to do pickling spices and vinegar and whatnot. Come on.
Okay, so what
you're... Do you have a jar of the other pickle? I like that better.
So what you're saying is that Maury has a long way to go before he can officially become the Pickle King of Toronto.
You should just stop right now.
Do you think Maury should serve those to dinner at Passover?
You should not even serve that. No. No.
But what do I do with the labels now?
What did the label say?
Maury's pickle.
But again, Maury, I support you. I want you to make 1,000 jars of these because I support your hobby. I think everybody needs a hobby, especially in your adult life. I congratulate you. You don't. It doesn't have to be perfect. You can't let your ego get involved in this.
How did I screw this up?
It's bad. Do you want to try it, Roz?
No. I don't need to
try my pickle.
I don't need to
try my pickle.
Have you tried your pickle yet?
Many. I've had many of my pickle.
Okay. Okay. Anyway.
Jeez. It's really bad.
Hashtag come on.
Pickle King of Toronto.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, it's Roz and Mocha. What's your name?
Brenda.
What's up, Brenda?
Maury's always trying to compete with the Guinness Book of Records. Well, the Guinness Book of Records for oysters is 223 oysters in 3 minutes.
Okay, so hold on. So hold on here. So you're talking about how Maury always likes to try and break a record. And yes. The most recent one was the walking on Lego record where it was 1,200 feet that a guy walked on Lego barefoot, which hurts like hell, but we didn't have that much Lego. So Maury wore bags on his feet with Lego inside the bag. and he did, I would say, 3 feet before the pain just got to him.
Okay.
And so you're saying that there is a record because Maury, the eating records or the feeding records, as we should say, are the ones that Maury sort of feels that he has the best shot at because he's more apt to succeed in something that involves food than maybe something that involves athletics. So you're talking about an oyster eating record. Is that the deal?
I looked it up yesterday and it's 223 oysters in 3 minutes.
Oh, shucks.
That's a lot of oysters.
Hey, can
I
just say something to both of you?
Oh, shucks.
Yo, that's mad funny, Ross.
Here we go.
That's great, dude. Oh, man.
What did you want to say more? Do you like oysters?
I've never had an oyster in my life.
Oh, you've never
really?
Had an oyster?
But I hear it's an Afro thingy.
Yeah.
It makes you grow an Afro.
Yeah.
What do you think an oyster tastes like, Tim Maury?
Ghibli? Like jiggly?
Ghibli.
Do you know what I mean? Like really loose? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, keep going.
Like inside your head.
No. Keep
like going. Wobbly. Very like wet.
Slimy.
Ghibli is all I know. I've never had that to eat.
Okay, so.
I've never eaten wet Ghibli things.
Brenda, here's what we're going to do.
Can I ask a quick question? This is my auntie Brenda?
You sweetheart.
No, is it?
Yes.
You're Maury's aunt. Hold on, pause.
What are you doing?
Pause 1 second. Are you Maury's real? Hey, Brenda.
I love you, Maury.
Okay, Brenda, hold on a second here. Because we've been down this road so many times with Maury. Are you Maury's actual aunt, or are you just a woman that Maury knows that calls
his
aunt?
No, I'm his actual aunt.
Okay, what's the relation? So, like, Frank, Maury's dad, is your brother.
Very good.
Brenda.
Maury, I love you. Don't get mad at me.
Savage.
Auntie Brenda.
Against your own nephew. So here's what we're going to do. Maury, you're going to go to the kitchen.
Oh, no, I've never had an oyster.
And you're going to look for some oysters.
Oh, stop it. You may not find them if it's not. There is a, go to that joint just down in the bottom of the building across from us.
They and you're going to go buy some oysters. And Brenda, remind us again, what's the record?
223.
Okay, cool. So you got to get at least 224, David Maury.
My family, what are you doing?
Yeah, thank you, Auntie Brenda.
You just got rough.
Can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
Maury, don't get mad.
I won't.
And don't get even.
Okay, also, it's impossible to get my family off the phone. Bye.
Okay, Maury, go run to the store. We're going to play a song when we come back. It's oyster time.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I is the buy that builds the boat, and I is the buy... Sorry.
What is that?
That's an old Newfie song, Newfoundlander song. Oh. Come on, man.
Why does it smell like Red Lobster up in here?
Well, because Maury sourced oysters. So the challenge was somebody had called in and...
Yeah, Maury's aunt.
It's Auntie Brenda.
Aunt Brenda called in.
Savagely.
I know. Aunt Brenda called in to let us know what the world record for oyster eating was, because Maury consistently tries to break world records on this show, and you feel that the eating ones is where you have the best shot.
It's, if I'm going to win something, it's that.
It's going to be the eating ones. Yeah, if you're going to win one of them, it's going to be the eating ones.
And the Guinness World Record for oyster eating.
Yes.
Oyster shucking is 223.
Right. And Maury, you have never had an oyster.
No, ever.
Never even tried one.
No, because
like at a wedding or anything like that.
I see them, yeah. And I think no.
What are your thoughts when you do see an oyster?
Gross.
Okay. Why would you ever feel that way? Because they look disgusting. Yeah. But people, oysters are one of these things that people swear by.
Like I
people,
love oysters. You are you do. Kidding? Yeah.
You love oysters.
Oysters, mussels, all that stuff.
Really? See, I like mussels.
Love.
Okay, then you may be okay with this then. Yeah. Now, are these shucked already or no?
No, I need Mocha's help. But oh my God. I found a shucking thing.
Okay.
A knife?
Yeah. I don't know how to shuck an oyster, man. No? Okay, Mocha, get over there. I don't know how to do this. Now, once you shuck it, like, don't you have to scrape it off the bottom too?
Have you done this before?
Is there juice that's going to come out of that?
Oh, like, yeah, lots. I got to take off my rings.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
And my watch.
So I guess I'll start the time.
We have to find...
Okay, so Mocha's jamming a knife, like, inside the shell. I don't know if you can hear that. It's all falling apart. I don't think it's supposed to fall apart like that.
Yeah, I don't know if these oysters are...
Oh.
Are good.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
There we go. Okay, so he's got it. Oh, he's got it. Look at that. You did it, Holmes. Okay. Look at you. Don't cut yourself, okay? Maury's got to eat that. Oh, pop it open. Oh,
here we go.
Okay, look at that. Now, which part is the part you eat?
This part right here.
Okay, so you scrape that off.
Yeah.
So Mocha's scraping that off.
There you go.
Now, do you put anything on it, like a little salt and pepper?
A really good way to do this is you sprinkle or you put a little bit of like hot sauce on it.
Oh, delish.
But we don't have that, so. Okay.
Well, what's it going to be like without anything?
It'll just be normal. It'll just taste like something with that hot sauce. Okay, so Maury, so you put that in your mouth and it just slides right down. Okay, I'll start the timer.
Go well.
I'll start the timer. Maury, attempting to break the world record for most oysters eaten. I think that it's very telling that we've only shucked one. mad confidence Momoka has in you.
Should I be shucking more?
Well, no. Let's just see how this one goes first. Okay. And
what
Maury,
do I do?
You don't eat the bottom, like you don't eat the shell. You just slide that into your mouth and then swallow.
I'm so scared.
Okay, Maury, in 3, 2, 1, down the hatch. Down the hatch.
I know, but the smell. What if I plug my nose?
Okay. Just slide it right down.
I know. All right. I know. I'm so scared.
Just put it in. It slides right down the throat. You don't even need to chew. But you can if you want. Down. Just tilt your head back.
Oh my God. Maury's hand's shaking like a leaf.
Okay.
Did you have it?
No. It's so salty.
Oh.
Dude.
Oh my God. He's shaking. Shaking. Suck. Suck it. Just suck it. Just
Maury,
suck
come
it.
On, man.
Suck it.
Did you have it?
No.
Still?
I think you put it in. I think you just rest it on the bottom lip and then suck.
And then the juices went in my mouth, and that's the worst.
I know, but I think that that's the way that you... I think that's the whole purpose of oysters, is just put a little bit on your bottom. Put a little bit...
Why are you shaking?
Okay, just put a little bit in and then just suck the rest. Like real quick, like that. Okay. Okay, you know what you're doing right now? You're not actually sucking, you're just making a sucking sound. Like, you're not actually sucking anything. You just went like this, like you didn't actually... I think you might have even blown out at that. Okay, try again. You got this, Maury. Come on, you got this. You got this. You got this. Do the oyster.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my God!
Okay. How is it?
Oh God.
Okay. Okay. Is it in there? No. Did you scrape it off the bottom enough? Is it attached? Does it feel like it's attached to something?
Oh, it tastes like gross.
Okay, get it in there. Come on. You can do this, Maury. It's halfway off the shell now.
Oh man,
it's half of the oyster is just flopped off the end of the shell.
Maury, okay, on the count of three. Back.
It's still attached, man.
On the count of three, you're just going to go for it.
Yeah,
just okay. Here we go. Ready? You got this, man. One, okay. Two, three. Yeah.
You don't chew. Just suck it. Just swallow. Just swallow.
Swallow, man.
Yeah, don't chew it. Don't chew. Okay. And it's back in the shell.
Oh, my God. It tastes like puddle.
Okay. I don't know what the record was, but Maury almost ate an oyster in 2 minutes and 39 seconds. That's no joke, though, Maury, honestly, all right. Bro. That is no... Oh, it's all over your tongue.
You want another one?
No.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So in celebration of Canada 150 this weekend, Dammit Maury has decided that he would like to celebrate by funneling 100% pure Canadian maple syrup.
Oh, God. What was the worst one you funneled so far? Was it the KFC chicken gravy?
No, you want to know what it was?
Yeah.
It was the eggnog.
The eggnog was the worst.
Such tick.
So ill.
It, okay.
Maury's belly just swole so much, and it was like rock hard.
No, I'll tell you, you're wrong. You know what the worst was? The McDonald's Shamrock Shake.
You're so right. You're so
right.
We
forgot about the Shamrock Shake.
That's right. That okay. One. Another one.
Tick. So as Maury said, he's doing this because he feels a duty to the nation. And Maury is funneling maple
just
syrup.
Said duty.
Because he's a patriot, not because he's crazy. Okay, so Maury, here is your beer funnel.
It's like there's mold in it.
There's mold in it. This
you didn't
is
wash
so,
it
no,
still?
No, yeah, but
so
how do you wash it through?
For you at all.
Oh,
okay, so no. So Mocha, I don't know. Can you see from there, bro?
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go right now.
So Roz is now opening.
Hold your hose up, high.
The maple syrup. Make sure you're okay. Wait, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Can you take a look at the can of maple syrup?
Yeah.
How much is in there?
500 mil.
And we have more than one can in here. Oh, my God.
Okay, so Maury. Okay, so I'm going to fill.
I thought that was little.
Okay, so Maury.
That's
gonna,
what she said.
Okay, so Maury, I'm going to fill your funnel here with maple syrup.
Oh my God.
Yo, it looks like motor oil.
Oh, God, is it too late to turn back?
Maury.
Keep
it up. Jeez, man. We funneled like so many things here, man. You still don't understand the funnel. Your end has to stay up. My end has to stay down. And when it's time to go in your mouth, I crank my end up into the sky.
I have a hard time shutting this up.
Oh, that's vile. Okay. Now, are you ready, Maury?
Okay, wait.
Okay, I'm going to lift this up, and it's all going to go shooting into your mouth.
Oh, God.
So again, for Canada 150, Maury is now about to funnel 100% pure Canadian maple syrup. Are you ready? Yes. Okay, go. Oh, it's so slow.
Oh, my God.
So thick.
It doesn't even look like anything's moving through the funnel.
It really does look like motor oil.
So, Maury, just...
Okay. Maury, you got to keep the hose up, man.
I can't keep it up.
Like, he doesn't understand the funnel.
How many times have we done this, man?
Okay, can I just say?
Yeah.
It's good, but my God, it's thick.
It's thick. Okay, back in.
Keep going, bro.
Be the patriot we all
know
you are.
Come on, 500 mil. You could do this. I believe in you. The city believes in you. Yeah. The country believes in you.
Yeah.
This is for Canada 150.
Good job with the pep. Maury, hose up.
Oh, God. It tastes so good, but I can't suck it back.
Yeah. Okay, keep going. Here we go.
I feel
3,
like
I'm
2, 1,
my
country
go.
Down.
I've gotten in trouble for making diabetes jokes in the past, so I'm not going to make one now. Go ahead. Hose in the mouth.
Okay, keep drinking, Maury. I think the secret is that you have to... You're leaning forward now.
You can't.
And
okay. You know what? That's the least of my problems right now. This thing is so sweet and
you
thick.
Need to put the hose in your mouth and lean back a little bit and tilt your head back. That way the maple syrup will go all the way down your throat. No problem.
Describe quickly, Maury, what this feels like.
It honestly feels like sweet glue.
Yeah.
Sweet glue.
Okay, back in.
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
I can't do this.
All right, down the hatch. Here we go.
Lean back. Tilt your head back. There you go. Drink.
Okay. Close up.
Yeah!
Oh, it all came out. Okay, we're done now.
Come on, Maury.
I can't be done. I can't be done. This can't be the one I fail at.
Maury spit out a mouthful of maple syrup.
Oh, my God. It's so gross.
Everything is so sticky in here right now.
Oh, my God.
You know when you touch the can of maple syrup one time and there's a little dab on it and everything you touch for the rest of the day is sticky?
Yeah.
That's all of Maury right now.
Maury's just one giant sticky dab.
Have I done anything?
No. Okay, here we go. Down the hatch, Maury. You got this. I can see that you have this. Oh, he's shaking.
Oh.
Fists are shaking.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Okay.
You know what? We have to call it.
Yeah, we got
to call it. For your safety, Maury. We have to call it.
Okay.
We have to call it. I'm sorry, buddy, but.
Is this the first one I couldn't do?
Yeah. You got maple syrup dripping all down your chin.
Maury, do you want to say anything to the country?
I'm so sorry I let you down, but you try and suck a tree.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The world record for eating Peeps, and Peeps are the marshmallow chicks that you can buy, I guess, around Easter. Can you buy them all the time?
No, only Easter.
Only Easter. And they're super sweet. And the world record for eating Peeps was 255 Peeps in 5 minutes. And Maury just got back from the store, and you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 boxes of Peeps here.
And do you know how embarrassing that is at the checkout?
When you go buy Peeps first thing in the morning? I really need Peeps. So other world records Maury's tried to beat, as you know, the most finger snaps to be completed in 1 minute.
Yeah.
Kicking one's own butt.
Which I don't think I did 20, any.
In 20 seconds? No, your body doesn't work that way. So, Maury, how would you like to do this? So, Mocha is going to be the official timer.
This is my first time ever having one of these.
Is it? You've never had a peep before?
No.
Okay, well, you're about to try and have 256 of them.
Go big or go home.
Okay, so, Maury, so here's what I'm going to do is we'll get you all set.
Can I touch it? Okay.
Yeah, you can touch it.
That's what
she
said.
Yeah. Yeah, go for it. Okay, so Maury, anytime you are ready, Mocha, you can count Maury down, mm-hmm. if you would, to let him know.
Hold on. By the way.
Okay, so you're not tearing them apart. You're keeping them all attached, right?
I figured, I don't know. I've never had this before. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
By the way, we are now on Instagram Live, if you want to see this go down, at Kiss925. Damn it, Maury, attempting to break the world record.
Who's
going to
keep track?
Eating Peeps.
I will keep track. Okay. Don't you worry.
Are you ready, damn it, Maury?
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1. Wait. How many? 255 and how long?
Five minutes.
Oh, God. I know. Okay.
Don't worry. We're not going to get that. We're not going to get that far.
3, 2, 1. Go.
1, 2, 2, 3. Now you're not even actually. You haven't actually swallowed anything yet, Maury.
Wrong.
Okay.
Swallow one.
Okay.
Two. Swallow. Okay.
Four.
Yo, people on Instagram Live are cheering you on, bro.
Come on, Maury. You can do, Maury. You're not going nearly fast enough, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine. That's how you got to do it. You got to take the whole row and just stuff them right in there.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Don't make them laugh.
Go on, Maury.
Maury.
How many are we at right now?
What's that? Am I what? Am I keeping track? Yes. Well, how many are in your hand? Okay, so that is 6, 7, 8, 9. That's almost 10.
You're not even at a minute yet.
Yeah, Henry. Okay. So, 10, 11. No, you're almost okay. You got 11. Now you got 10 and a half now. Okay, that is...
People on Instagram Live are 11. Like cheering you on. They're going, chew.
Chew, Maury. You got to do this, buddy. You got to hammer these down. You got to start swallowing, bro.
That's what
you really
said.
Do. I'm telling you, you can't just keep stuffing it in your mouth. You actually have to attempt to swallow at some point.
That was a move.
Okay. Maury, by the way, good morning if you're just joining
good
us.
Morning.
Is trying to break the world record of eating Peeps. The world record for eating Easter Peeps, the marshmallow candies.
Oh, God, they're gross.
255 in 5 minutes.
They're so gross.
Come on, Maury.
They're not, so gross.
It doesn't taste good.
Damn,
huh?
Maury, I believe in you.
Yeah. Okay, so Maury is now... How many are in a box, Mocha? Can you see how many are in each box? No, just the rows. What is that, six?
Five
per row? Okay, so Maury's at 5, 10, almost at 15 now. Okay, Maury's going to grab another.
And again, the record is?
255. Okay, Maury, you've just swallowed 15. Okay, now he's biting the head off 16. He's biting the head off 17.
I think you're way too slow, dude.
You gotta hammer this down, Maury.
I've got like 4 minutes left.
Okay, keep going, though.
Well, less than that.
Okay, yeah, put that whole row in your mouth. That's how you do it.
That is so gross.
Okay, now just chew that. Yeah, push it in with your fingers and just keep chewing until it goes down.
That's what she said.
Okay,
that is just so gross.
Oh my God,
God.
There's a little head of a peep sticking out of his mouth, like begging for its life.
Ew. That's so disgusting.
Okay, so 5, 10, 15. You've almost done 20, Maury. Oh, he just took the whole wad out of his mouth. Okay, and is now putting the chewed up wad back in his mouth. Okay.
Also, can we just remind everybody listening and who are watching on Instagram Live at Kiss925?
Yeah.
This was Damn It Maury's idea.
Yeah.
I'm such
okay.
An idiot.
Now he's onto the blue ones.
Oh,
okay, so that's 21 and 22.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. The blue
how does the blue taste?
Oh, God, the blue tastes like fluoride.
It tastes like what?
Fluoride.
Fluoride. Oh.
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you got
to
keep going.
No, you have to keep going. It's a world record.
Come on, buddy. It's a world record, man.
But I hate
those
fluoride.
Those pieces that you just dropped right there, you got to pick them up and eat them.
Later.
Okay. If you're not going to take your world record attempt seriously, how is anybody else supposed to take them seriously?
So, what are we at right now?
Okay.
You're disgusting, dude.
Okay.
What are we at right now?
5, 10, 15, 20, almost 25.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, what?
You got...
My stomach's gurgling.
Okay.
Wait, just, if we can be quiet for a second and just listen to him chew. It just, the sound of him chewing the peeps are so gross. Listen.
Oh, God. Right? Oh, my God.
Listen.
Are you just about done, Moore?
I'm done.
You have
1 minute and 5 seconds. Come on.
I'd rather take that minute and 5 seconds to just have some water.
No,
does that sound like a champion, Maury? Does that sound like a world record holder? Somebody who just wants to sit down and have some water?
If you ain't first, you're last.
They're still alive in there.
Okay, how's your belly doing, Moore?
Not good.
No.
Oh.
Okay, you just ate 5, 10, 15, 20, 25... Easter
so are you
peeps.
Officially done? Can I stop the clock?
No.
Okay.
Oh!
Okay. He's going
Yay.
For, he's going no,
I'm
for
done.
One.
Oh, I'm
are
done.
You sure? Listen, dude, you have 30 seconds.
Maury, go 30 seconds. Go 30 hard
seconds.
For 30 seconds. That's all we're asking.
It's the blue ones, though. They suck.
Just okay. go. 30 seconds. Come on, dude. You got this, man. Ew. You are
no, I
a
think
disgusting
that,
human being yeah. right now.
Hands up.
Okay.
Pencils down.
I think that's done.
Are you finished?
Oh...
How do you feel, Damn It Maury?
Oh, God. Oh.
Okay, you did not complete the record. You were off by about 225.
They're gluten-free.
Okay, well, that's another world record attempt.
Oh, God. Okay, I need a moment.
Okay, you can take a moment, Maury. We'll be right back.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Boy, oh boy, do we got a Christmas tree for you.
Oh, no.
Sorry, not we. I mean, damn it, Maury. Okay. I don't know why you want to do this stuff to yourself, man.
Yeah. I need to accomplish something.
So as we said in the past, Maury, you have funneled eggnog. You funneled a 7-Eleven Slurpee. That was for the start of summer. Chocolate milk, like 3 liters of chocolate milk. Last year, it was 2 cans of maple syrup.
Oh, so gross.
And the one that did the most damage was the Shamrock Shake celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I did not do well after that.
You didn't do well after that. So today, we said that we had a treat for you. And around the holidays, one of the staples in everybody's life is the Swiss Chalet Festive Special.
So good.
And so why not funnel 4 tubs of the world famous Chalet sauce.
So spicy. I love it.
So spicy.
So, again, Maury, why do you always insist on these funneling challenges?
Well, I just want to actually do them successfully. And with the Chalet sauce, I thought, I love this. How hard can it be?
Right. How hard can it be, Mocha?
True.
How
True
hard
say.
Can it be? Okay, so Maury, by the way, just to remind everyone, is wearing Christmas boxer shorts, a Christmas t-shirt with a Santa tie on it, a Rudolph nose, and a lighted up sort of Santa hat.
A flickery,
thank you.
By the way, my funnel is not looking good.
No, your funnel is full of... everything that you have funneled in this before and looks like it has never been cleaned. I think I actually see mold, which may make me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
By the way, the Chalet sauce that we have, Maury, is not that hot. It's actually kind of cold, which I don't know. Does that make it better or worse?
I don't know. I've never had cold Chalet sauce before.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to fill this up here. Maury, are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Hold
Those
on
look
here.
Like extra tick.
Okay. So let me get the here. I'm going to dump the first one in.
Boom.
Just remember, Maury, you got to keep your end of the hose down.
Oh, God, okay? It's thick.
That's what she said.
Okay.
So that's tub number one?
That's tub number one.
Oh, no.
Should I try and put a second tub in?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God.
It's full up to the top.
Okay, so that is...
Oh, my God.
Okay, so that's tub number two right there.
It's brown and gloopy.
Okay, Maury, here we go.
Okay.
You want to do this. Okay, so put that in your mouth and you know what happens.
Goes in.
I'm going to lift this above your head and then it's going to shoot right in your mouth.
Okay.
That's okay, Mocha. One, two, three, funnel. There you go. Okay, so it's slowly...
Oh, my God.
Okay, so... I've never
waited this long to tell you something.
Okay, so hold on here now.
I don't know if this is going to work, guys.
Yeah.
It's just past the mold.
Okay, it's just... So right now the chalet sauce is slowly making its way down the tube.
This is a first.
We're at the halfway point now.
Maury still hasn't had any chalet sauce.
Maury has not had any chalet sauce. Okay, Maury, maybe help it out a little bit. Give it a couple sucks. Okay. Okay, we're almost there. I fear Maury may pass out before we actually get to some sauce. Oh, it's almost there.
Oh, no.
It's almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm feeling the warmth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, Mocha, I actually need to switch arms because my arm is getting tired from holding this thing up. Maury, you got to let me know when you're going to take it out of your mouth, man.
How am I supposed to know? It just came out. Oh.
Back in. Come on. You haven't even touched this, man.
And slowly drink. Slowly drink. Slowly drink.
It sounds like we have a mouse in the studio. And the way that Maury holds the funnel to his mouth, it actually looks like he's sucking his thumb. So he looks like a giant. He looks like a giant Christmas baby right now. Okay, how's that taste, Maury? How was that?
Oh, it's thick and tickly.
Okay, can you compare this to the other things you've funneled before? How does this compare to the KFC gravy? I guess that's the biggest.
That was really thick and warm.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool, but this has a lot of spice in it.
Yeah.
Can you see Roz in that dirty funnel?
Yeah. How far down he's gone?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Maury's gone down on this about half inch.
That's it?
Yep.
But I've worked so hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, don't. Oh, no, Maury.
You're gross. Oh, okay. Why would you spit that up?
I don't know. There's so much oregano.
Oregano?
Oh, it's starting to really clump up in there.
Okay, back in she goes, Maury. It sounds like little kisses. Like
what?
Oh God!
I spit up again, man. I don't know if you should be funneling anymore, damn Maury.
Maybe we should have diluted it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Pour some of your coffee in.
Oh God!
That's so gross.
All right. Well, happy holidays, everybody. That's it. Maury, listen, man.
Dude, I've been working so hard and nothing's happening.
That's what she said.
I imagine that's a feeling you're used to.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.